time for Benedict and Raven football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network. Benedict and Raven football is brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown Napa dealer. Don't forget you can listen to today's broadcast free on our mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store, and you can also stream today's game free online at mscsports.net.
There's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
You're listening to Benedict and Raven football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. The Amberwell Health pregame and Bank of Atchison coaches show featuring head Raven football coach Joel Osborne starts right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Raven football coming up shortly here on Care Radio, and joining us beforehand, Joel Osborne, head coach of the Ravens. Coach, last week, hey, something that doesn't happen very often, Ravens got down early in the game, but it was not for very long.
Yeah, I thought William Woods came out, had a good plan right away. They were making some plays. You know, we had a few miscues on defense in the first drive. We got those things fixed, and you know, they settled for a field goal, and then after that, I thought we really played well as a team, and it's probably our best overall effort, you know, in all three phases. I think we blocked 4 kicks. Dabkus got 2 of those on punts and had a scoop and score. Really proud of him. He's a fifth-year senior, plays a lot of special teams in a backup role at the corner. And, you know, and then we got a ton of guys in the game. There was probably guys you guys haven't called all year that you called on Saturday, and those guys do a great job for us in practice. They're playing JV games. They're ready to go when their moment's called. I thought there wasn't a drop-off when they went in.
And it was really cool that it was homecoming. A lot of family, a lot of friends, and maybe grandma and grandpa got to come to the game, and their best hopes got fulfilled when they got to see their guy get out on the field a little bit.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, there's no doubt. And so, yeah, it was a great overall day. I thought it being homecoming, it's a pretty special place. We were able to honor Coach Gartmar and Coach Papa Giorgio for going into the Hall of Fame and getting to see their families. And we named the locker room for the offensive line after Coach Papa Giorgio, and Michelle and his daughters got to see that. That was a very special moment. So it was a great overall day.
And, Coach, getting prepped for a game like that, it's not real easy. I mean, you get the guys, I would think, to get them focused. You had a huge game against them last year with their place, and they hadn't had a ton of success, although they did win the week before. So getting the team focused, that tells me a lot about what this team is made of.
Yeah, we've got a veteran group. They have high goals. They know that if they want to achieve those goals, they have to play to their standard every day. And, you know, that really what it comes down to is if they want to go where they want to go, then we've got to continue to get better. And if you want to get better, you've got to play with an edge. You've got to have great preparation. You've got to be ready to go physically as well as mentally. And then you got to come out and perform for those 3 hours. You can't drop, you know, it can't slip. And, you know, not that we have to play perfect, but we got to play really good. And I was proud of our guys for last week's effort.
A moment ago, you touched on somebody I wanted to talk about, and because I love watching Blake Dabkus. There's some guys that just have a knack for doing different things. And for Blake, he's got that knack for getting through, putting the pressure on the kickers.
Yeah, he does. He's explosive. He's one of our best athletes. And Coach Merfeld does a great job using Blake on kickoff, on punts, on kickoff. Well, he's on kickoff return. He's on punt block as well, obviously. And so he's on all four of those units, and Coach Merfield does a great job using him and moving him around. And so hopefully we see that again this week. That'd be quite the sight to see.
Now, here's the deal. You got to get right back up. You get another home game. You haven't had a ton of those, but back-to-back home dates, and you've got a Missouri Valley team coming in here who – maybe not like William Woods has struggled, but they've struggled a little bit, and you still got to get ready for these guys because historically they're very good.
Yeah, they are. Now, we've talked to our kids about their history, being the second all-time winningest team in the NAI behind Baker, and they've been in a lot of games. The only game they had that was not a one-score game, I believe, was their Baker game. Other than that, though, everything else has been a one-score game. They held Peru State to 16 points. You know, and we all see firsthand what Peru's like, and then what Peru did, you know, going to Grandview. So every week's a new game. You have to be ready for the best version of Missouri Valley. And we just got to focus on continuing to get better and playing our standard. And we want to improve. I told our guys this week that the best teams I've been around have gotten better as the season's gone along. And that's our challenge this week, is to come out and improve from last week.
And so do you feel like that's what this team's doing?
Yeah, we had a really good week. It was sharp practice on Tuesday. We practiced in the rain and the cold and the wind, and then had another good one on Wednesday, and we were really locked in on Thursday, and Friday's a good one as well too. So, you know, I'm proud of our guys for how they've handled themselves this week, and you know, we have had great attendance in the weight room, really good lifts there. So all those little things indicate that, you know, our guys are ready to play.
So how do you win this one today? What's Valley going to do? Or let's say, what are they going to try to do? Or what are they going to want to do?
Well, they're going to want to be physical. And, you know, they're going to do a lot of shifts and motions and try to show the ball here, but the ball's actually going here offensively. And then defensively, they really mix up their defenses. So they try to make it hard on your quarterback by showing you something and then doing something else. And then they're very unpredictable as to what they're going to call. And so you have to have a multifaceted attack offensively that beats man coverage, middle field open coverage, which is cover four, middle field close coverage, which is cover three. So your quarterback has to know where his pre-snap indicators are, where his post-snap indicators are. And then we got to get an advantage on special teams and win the field position battle and try to create a turnover margin in our favor.
And it's extra tough. You got to first year head coach at Valley. And so we don't have any history. We don't have anything to look back on with him and what he does.
Yeah, you don't. But here's what you know. You know, he was an All-American there at Valley. He's an alum. He's a very proud program. He does have some guys that were on staff previously, so there is some carryover there. So we played them twice in JV this year. Coach Purdom's their JV coach. He's been at Valley for, I think, three or four different head coaches. So he's been there a long time. And what I know is Coach Purdom has a lot of respect for Coach Black, which tells me that he values what Missouri Valley brings to kids, and he's going to give them their best. So, you know, in return, that makes me respect Coach Black because of how much I respect Coach Purdom. So we're excited for today. They're gonna come over here and play hard, and we got to be ready to go.
Coach, we're looking forward to that. Another great crowd here today. It's so exciting. And go out and have a good one today, man.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show, your home for Benedict and Raven football here on CARE Radio. The Emberwell Health pregame show continues next with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game coming up next.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As we're getting set for Raven football this afternoon, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Key to the Game. Key number one, basically just stay healthy. You have two big games coming up to finish the season today against the Missouri Valley team, who's quite down from what they've been in the past. Stay healthy and just have some fun today. If you want some real keys to the game, I think defensively, get after Tamale Staple. The sack numbers are a little down, even though the defense has been stellar all season. Staple is a guy who last year you were able to sack seven times when he was at St. Ambrose, so get after him. Be able to make a few sacks this afternoon. On the offensive side, just stay balanced. The last 2 weeks, the Ravens have balanced out the passing and running game really well. I think continue to do that. But again, the big key for today, go out there, stay healthy, and prepare for the last two games. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. Kickoff coming up here next.
Keys to the Game have been brought to you by Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, part of the Amberwell pregame show, here on Hot Country 93.7, home of Benedict and Ravens football. We now go live to the stadium for Raven football, where Tom and Gus Kautz are standing by for live play-by-play and in-game analysis right here on your local sports authority, Care 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
It's time for Benedict and Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Good afternoon and welcome to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for football this afternoon. In the heart of American Athletic Conference, the Benedictine Ravens are playing host to the Vikings of Missouri Valley College. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer, engineer, in a Cares Board studio. Gus Kautz to my left, and Tom Kautz with you here in the booth. It's going to be along this afternoon as Benedictine brings their 7-1 record into the ball game. It brings a number 3 ranking in the nation into the ball game, and they're coming up, Gus, against a team who, over the years, has been one of the best football programs in America. But they've fallen on a little bit of hard times right now as Missouri Valley has won the flip of the coin and they want the football. So there's that. Anyway, yeah, they were great. They and Baker are the number 1 and number 2 winningest teams in the history of the NAIA. But they come into the ball game today 3-4, 0-3 in the hard South. Hard to believe.
Yeah, Missouri Valley team is struggled, right? I mean, the struggle bus has been real. They gave up the win to William Woods a couple weeks ago, which was William Woods' first conference win in history. Last week, lost a tough game, 9-7 to Missouri Baptist. It's a game where they led 7-6 at the end of the third quarter, gave up a field goal midway point of the fourth quarter, and then just couldn't get any more scoring in that ball game. So, yeah, this is not the Missouri Valley team that a lot of Raven fans are used to seeing.
No, and the history of this matchup, Benedictine has a 24-20 win. 44 games these teams have played. But the Ravens have won the last 8 in a row. And they haven't lost since way back in 2017. So 8 consecutive victories for Benedictine here today in the Ravens. Getting set to kick it off. We're ready to go and hope you enjoy it. College basketball, we've had that. I've already done that. We'll be talking about that at halftime. College football here this afternoon on Care Radio. Benedictine going to be kicking it away, and it'll be Christian Colby putting a toe to it. End over end, high and deep, a little breeze behind it. He'll take it at the 3. Straight up the middle is Adonis Whitley. He'll get across the 15, but he'll never see the 20.
That time, great job by the Ravens. Isaac Lopez down there on kick coverage for Benedictine. Isaac, the 5'10" senior out of Jeff Cinemo.
If you're out setting to the combine today, running out, I was talking to some guys this morning. I thought it was going to be a little muddy. They said, everybody's shelling today. So, hey, we hope that you enjoy sharing an afternoon with us. And Raven football is Benedictine. It's going to get their defense out of the field and for Missouri Valley from their own 19-yard line. It's going to be 1st and 10, ready for the first play of the game. And it'll be quarterback Tamale Staples. He is a 6-foot, 185-pound junior from Kankakee, Illinois, who, as you mentioned, Gus, transferred into this program from
St. Ambrose last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a name that popped up, and you're like, I'm familiar with that name, and I'm not sure why. And I know the officials are trying to fix the clock. It took 58 seconds to have the kickoff. That would have been fine.
That's quite a
today.
Kickoff. Yeah.
You know, but they're going to say, reset the clock to 14:54, and here we go. Staples, a very athletic quarterback, but a quarterback that you can get after. The Ravens, 7 sacks on him last year up in Davenport.
Quarterback back to toe. First play of the game is going to be complete over to the right sideline in front of the Viking bench. It'll be good for about 5. Up to the 24-yard line, 2nd down 5. Nehemiah Hicks is over there for Benedictine. He came here from McKendree, and he's having a great senior season. 2nd down 5 for the Vikings. Valley in those very unique, thoroughly unique uniforms. White jerseys, orange helmets, purple pants, purple and orange lettering and trim.
Smart person I know once said, orange and purple don't go together.
Here's the quarterback, takes a bad snap, picks it up off the ground, pull it back, and throws it over across the track, and it's going to go incomplete. That was a bad snap from the center, Kayana DeVore, and Kenny Noah, to be pronouncing this correctly, Kenny Noah DeVore. He's a 5'11", 265-pound junior out of San Diego. We're going to be going to the pronunciation guide a handful of times during the course of the afternoon for some of the Valley players, and certainly he is going to be one of those. K.E. Noah. 3rd down 5, Valley. Back to throw again. QB, breakout, roll left, being pursued, throws on the run, tipped and nearly picked off. It should have been intercepted. It'll go as an incomplete pass. Dylan Witherspoon had a hand on it. Couldn't drag it in.
Yeah, and Dylan's a little upset with himself. He's got 2 interceptions on the season. Was looking for number 3 right there as, you know, the rush had got on, and now the Ravens set to put their punt return. Yeah, let's call it, I guess, a punt return unit out there as you're going to see JoJo settle in around his own 45.
Or punt coverage team.
There we go.
Punter for the Vikings is Ben Bullock, a freshman from Perth, Australia, standing at his own 10 and just gets it away, and it is not a great kick. It is going to bounce short. Everybody's going to get away from it. It'll take a huge Valley bounce all the way down to the Benedictine 35-yard line, and the Ravens are going to have it 1st and 10 at their own 35 for their first possession of the game. That possession for Missouri Valley took us just under a minute. Therein is the difficulty with throwing the ball that much.
Yeah, and for Missouri Valley, they won the toss. They elected to take the football. I mean, you kind of call that a lost possession right there.
Here come the Ravens and quarterback Jackson Dooley. Running back on his right hand is Xavier Ugorji. Benedictine's offense has been very good this season. 2 to the right side and 1 to the left on the first play of the ball game. They'll motion over to the right. That's going to be Watson. He'll set up there. Hand off Ugorji, looking for a block. Cuts against the grade to the 45, 50. Ankle tackled at the 45-yard line. Gus, Robert Williams might have just saved a touchdown right there.
He saved 10 yards, right? For some back,
I have that problem.
I'd love Xavier in between the tackles and to the edge, but he's not one that's just going to pull away and put you in the dust. That was a great run, though, by Ugorji. Take the Ravens across midfield into Valley territory, one play in.
At the Viking 47-yard line, the pitch, Ugorji goes left, 45, cuts to the 40, bounces outside, 35, heads for the corner at the 30, down to the 20, and will sidestep a defender out of bounds near the 15-yard line. Gus, that is another 30-yard gain.
And the running lanes right now. If you were to watch the end zone cam of this ball game, you could go out there and walk through some of these lanes. I mean, it is just easy running right now for Xavier Ugorji. He's 2 carries in, and the Ravens are already looking at a 1st and 10 at the 15.
So you say Coach Leonard is feeling like his boys are doing it right.
He's done a nice job.
Here we go. It is going to bring up a 1st and 10. Benedictine at the 15-yard line. Moving to football. Now deep in Viking territory. Jackson takes a handoff, or takes a snap, throws to the left side, and it's going to be over the outside shoulder. And incomplete at the goal line.
That time they were looking for Joseph Lagapuiana over there in the far corner of the end zone. He turned around, and by the time he got his hands up, the ball had whistled by his helmet and incomplete. It'll bring up now a 2nd and 10 from the 15.
The Ravens can score some long-range touchdowns. We'll be talking about that as the afternoon goes on. But right now, they're only 15 yards away, second down 10. That first down marker at the 5. A little look over the shoulder by LeBron. Looks back. You've got tight and wide to the right side. QB back to throw again. Looking right. Pulls it back. Throws it short. Taking it at the 10. Down to the 5. Driving for the end zone. Joseph cannot make it.
He might
have. Stumbling and rumbling and bumbling and falls down at the 1.
He got really lucky right there because I thought he might have fumbled that ball through the end zone.
I did too.
Because he was getting hit right around the 3. And the ball started coming out, and they must have said it didn't cross the end zone. I thought that thing skipped across the pylon and out the end zone. So Ravens dodge a lucky break right there. And now we're going to see Valley bring in a couple defensive linemen, and they're going to shift a lot of things around. The Ravens are going to bring in Tyler Watson to play the fullback.
If that had happened on the other side, Valley might have gotten a better look at it and been checking this play. Quarterback will turn, hand off Ugurgi. He will not get there. He did not follow the blocking into the line, guys. He tried to bust outside. And Ryan Greenwood says, not on my watch. The 270-pound nose tackle out of Beaumont says, uh-uh.
We always talk about teams and what's the player you would take off of a team. And for Missouri Valley, it might be Ryan Greenwood in the middle. He plays a really good down tackle in the 43 defense of Missouri Valley. Big guy, 6'1", 270, and he is one of those players you just like to watch in the trenches.
Ravens are going to take out a receiver and bring Jacoby Hinton back in, so they're going to add an extra lineman. It is the jumbo set for the Ravens. The handoff, Ugurgi puts his head down. Did he get leaned in? Touchdown, Ravens! He didn't make it by much, but he got across the plane of the goal line. And at 11:19 to go in the opening quarter, the Ravens have their first points of what will be many today.
Yeah, you know what Xavier did on that play? That time he followed Tyler Watson the play before where he had zigged away from Watson, couldn't get in. That time he got right behind Watson and follows him into the end zone for his first touchdown of the afternoon.
Long snap, Abram Phillips. The hold is going to be by Jackson Dooley. Kristen Kloby in for the PAT for the Ravens. That snap is perfect. The kick is on its way, and we're going to take a timeout. With 11:19 to go in the opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas, on their first possession, the Ravens go into the end zone. It's Benedictine 7 and Missouri Valley nothing.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Getting set to kick it away, having scored on their first possession of the game, and just not a lot of time has gone. We've still got over 11 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Each team with a possession, Benedictine, has scored first. Lots of games going on around the nation. It's tonight, down at Greenfield, it'll be Ave Maria, Florida, playing host to the Seahawks. Here's a return from the 10-yard line up to the 20, first and 10. For the Vikings from there. So, because the NAIA races into, what, week 9 now?
Yeah, the calendar flips over to November. We've got 3 games left, 2 after today. So, yeah, it's going to be that mad dash to the end right here.
And for Benedict, and the last 2 games of the season are going to be against two of their longest competition, teams they've played the most. And it's going to be at Baker next week and then back home with Mid-America on the final week of the season. But right now, they have to deal with Missouri Valley. Vikings will have first and 10 to their own 21-yard line. Raven defensive front shifts. The offensive line shifts. And they can't do that.
The Ravens got up real quickly, shifted over, and the whole line for Missouri Valley looked a little confused.
Ball start, 89, offense, 5-yard penalty. First down.
And it's always tough when, like, 5 guys fire off, but they got to call a penalty on someone, and it's going to be on Marcus Stepanoff, young man from Ontario, 6'4", 248, and He's a good receiver. He's a tight end, you know, H-back sometimes. Last year, a couple of catches against Benedictine. He's got 7 for 80 so far this year. First and 15 for Valley inside their own 20. QB is back. He's got all day, just rolling around back there. Now he's going to run, make a throw. Is it caught in the field of play? It apparently is. No. They're going to wave it off now late. It'll go incomplete. Oh, that pass was right in front of LaQuinton Black, the first season head coach of Missouri Valley. And the receiver just not able to hold it in. Casey Crehan went from Peru State, ended up at Missouri Valley last year. He followed Paul Troth. Was at Missouri Valley for a year, then went back to the Canadian Football League. And LaQuinton Black, a Missouri Valley graduate, is going to now take over the program in his first season. Staples, a quarterback, back to throw again. Fires one over the middle. It's going to be way over the head of his intended receiver, Jesse Johnson. Okay, there's a couple of things going on here. First of all, Kevin Harris put Staples on his back. He never knew whether that pass was complete or not. Second of all, the likelihood of it being complete is very small because that pass was just a little tall, but his receiver isn't. He's 5'5". So combine a high pass and a 5'5 receiver, that's gonna put you in the incompletions all day.
Can I tell you, I thought it was a typo until I saw him before the game out on the field.
Absolutely, that's fair. He is not a really tall guy. Quarterback is back, feeling the heat, and it's nearly picked off at the 10. Big old lineman Jason Anderson got a hand on it, and you can hear the moan from the Raven crowd thinking, wow, who doesn't love when a near 300-pound D lineman makes an interception?
Yeah, I think back to, and this is going to date me a little bit, we were over at Missouri Valley years ago, and I want to say it was like maybe Adam Hutzel tipped one, picked it, and took it back to the house. And so, you always think of the big defensive lineman with, those tips and take it back.
Adam is sitting here somewhere listening to this broadcast, just like proud as a peacock with that. The kick is going to be fair caught by Benedictine in Valley territory at the 48-yard line.
Happy we saw the returner field one because the Ravens lost 12 yards on the last punt that bounded. So come up, make the fair catch. They're going to have this on the Valley side of the field. The official's going to say, how are they going to give him a generous spot and say it happened at the 48? Thought it was more like the 50, but yeah, 48, it'll be first and 10. The Ravens there, the running back in there is going to be Ugorgi today.
Here comes Benedictine, leading it 7-0. We are 10.5 to go in the opening quarter. QB's back to throw, looks over the middle, has a man wide open at the 25, down to the 20, breaks a tackle at the 10. Touchdown, Ravens, a 48-yard strike. Jackson Dooley, you know who it is. It's TZ, Tanner Zimmerman, who last week on two catches had one touchdown with 64 yards. Well, he gets into the end zone for the 8th time this season on that play. Zimmerman
was wide open over the middle of the field. He caught it, but still had two defenders that were between him and the end zone. He ran right between them and then stopped. They ran into each other. He kind of zigs around them and into the end zone for a 48-yard touchdown reception.
Wow, here comes Globy for the PAT. Hand stretched out. Jackson will do the spot. And there's your point. We're taking another break. The Ravens wasting no time. A possession, less than 30 seconds. We've got 10:24 to go in the opening quarter in Atchison. Benedictine, 14. Missouri Valley, nothing.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
If you're a Benedictine opponent, you got to be looking at this. Scoring drive, one play, 48 yards, 12 seconds. Zimmerman on a pass from Jackson Dooley. But here's the deal. For Zimmerman, he's got to be a little unhappy with that play. You know why? He likes the 50-yard TD passes over the course of the season. And as a matter of fact, he's got four touchdown catches of over 50 yards coming into the game today. 82, 79, 60, and 53. That
That little 48-yarder was a chip shot.
Yeah, see?
Got to make it easier. The boot away by Kloby. It's not deep at all. Going to be taken, and fair caught this time with the 10. That was a brilliant play by Jesse Johnson right there, the fair catch.
Yeah.
I'm surprised more guys don't do that.
I think, you know, it comes back to, and we talk about this week in and week out, that every returner believes that they can take that ball to the house. And so sometimes I think it's tough for returners to understand that, yeah, take it to the house when you can, but also put your offense in a favorable position, and that's what they're going to do right here, getting it out at least to the 25-yard line. For their third possession in the afternoon, the first two have gone three and out and punt.
Okay, and by putting the ball at the 25-yard line, because they have given their offense their best field position of the day on their third possession. This is the first time they've gotten as far as their own 25. First and 10, Valley. Handoff straight ahead. Running back, I don't know if he got back to the line of scrimmage or not. There was no room as Abram Phillips jammed it up. And they're going to say no gain, second and 10. Running back Silas Morton. He's out of Stratford, Missouri. He's got decent size, 6 foot tall, 198 pounds. Last week, 57 yards on 18 carries, because that's not a lot of YPC there. Second down, long called for the Vikings. 9:40 to go in the opening quarter. Hand off running back. He's got a little room. Look at him spin forward for about five. Nice job by Zach Lacombe and Dylan Witherspoon for Benedict, then ramping up Silas Morton. But give him yardage to the 31, third down, four.
So for Missouri Valley, they're looking at their third down in the afternoon. They had not converted on one, and that's coming off of a week last week where they were over 50% on third downs. They were 8 of 14 against Missouri Baptist last week.
Don't you get the feeling they're going to run the ball again here? I mean, I just see it's going to be Silas Morton. They'll go trip short side, but they have had their best success running.
They're going to overload this left side.
Totally. Third down, four. Quarterback will hand off. Running back will hit the middle. He'll get the first down. Ankle tackle and falls beyond the 35-yard line. And just that time, they had brought a big tight end into the backfield. And Sam O'Connell, a freshman, carries the ball, tackled by Zach Lacombe. So how about that? When you can't find the guy that's going to run it and get it for you, you bring in a guy who's going to maybe help you out a little bit, and it's going to bring up a first down. First and 10 to their own 37-yard line for Valley. Ravens with an early 14-0 lead. Now motion to the far side, and again, you got offensive movement.
What happened was Tamale Staple was trying to get Jesse Johnson to motion out, and he yelled, and I think one of the linemen stood up.
False start. Offense, number 54.
See.
5 yard penalty, 2%.
What happened is he's sitting there yelling at his receiver because he motioned twice. The receiver never saw him, so he starts yelling at him. And at that point, the center looks back and, well, ball went south right there. 5 yard penalty for Missouri Valley. That's going to be their second penalty of the afternoon.
Four receivers in the little diamond formation to the left side and one to the right. Nobody in the backfield with Staples. It is a first down, 15. He'll flare it over to the near side. It's taken by the wrong guy, and he's going to be dropped for a loss of two. Because Jesse Johnson stepped in front of Morton, who I think was who he was really wanting to get that ball to.
Yeah, it's probably a better thing, though, that he caught that, because Abram Phillips made the tackle, but Nehemiah Hicks was trying to jump that second route. So had it gone through, I'm not so sure Hicks doesn't house that thing. So for Missouri Valley, yes, a little miscommunication. Yes, a reception that they lose 2 yards, but probably the lesser of the evils on that play.
Second down, 17. Back at their own 30-yard line for Missouri Valley. Quarterback's going to hand off. He'll try to sweep to the outside. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Bounces forward. Breaks one tackle. Gets about four or five. Xavier Hernandez from Atchison, Kansas, makes the tackle. It'll bring up a long down situation, third and maybe 11 or so. It is not exactly 9.54 weather in Atchison this afternoon. It is overcast. It's gray. It's windy, 45 degrees. Feels like 32. Wind out of the north-northwest at 13. I mean, it is very November-like.
It's also not 5.61 weather either. Either one would be lovely right now.
I would take it. Third down and a full 10
Vikings quarterback drops deep. Quarterback will get the pass away. Multiple flags will fly. And all the way across the field, Khalil White with the catch. But what Khalil didn't do is Sakorry Thomas was chasing him because he never turned up. He just kept running to the sideline, halfway across the field, into the Ravens sideline.
You got to think this is...
They're asking Coach Osborne.
It's going to be an illegal shift against Valley, and either they're going to be 3 yards short or set up a third and 15. I'd probably back them up.
Would you? Yeah. I'd just say punt it to me now. Turn that on. There we go. Click that switch.
Illegal shift. Offense. Two members in motion did not get set for a full second before the snap. Penalty declined. Fourth down.
Okay. Ravens just say, I just give me the ball. We just want the football.
And the only reason I would have backed him up is, you see, and I just, at this point in the game, I figured Valley would leave the offense out there. What do you have to lose
there's
at
nothing.
This point, right?
I would agree with you on that, 100%. Why wouldn't you? Here's the deal. You got 6.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. You're down 14-0. Benedictine has had it twice. They've scored a touchdown twice. And now you've got to punt it back to them. Longafuliana standing at his own 25-yard line, waiting for the punt from Ben Bullock. 6'1 freshman from Perth, Australia. The snapback is good. The Ravens after him, but it's end over end, and another fair catch called for and made for the Ravens at the 27-yard line. So for Benedictine, it might be what? Is this their worst field position of the afternoon?
Yeah. Backed up all the way to their, 27, and look out on the field for the first time since early September, 33.
Hey, how about that? We're going to get
media timeout.
A media break. We're going to take a media timeout. We're going to talk about exactly what Gus was alluding to right there when we return. 6:20 to go. We're in the opening half in Atchison, Kansas. Timeout. Ravens 14, Vikings nothing.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back. We're in beautiful Atchison, Kansas, where it may not be 80, okay? It may not, because the Ravens are red hot, and they have got to be red hot with the prospect of their starting running back, who we have not seen since the first quarter of game 2 up in Des Moines, getting ready to walk out on the field and take his first snap in, 2 months?
Yeah, September 6th seems a long time ago, right? A lot of things have happened since then. But, yeah, for the Ravens, they're going to get Dalton Witherspoon back. Dalton, only, 5 quarters of the season, had 14 carries for 71 yards. He's yet to score a touchdown this season, but last year against Missouri Valley, 11 carries for 30. So good to see him out there. It'll be interesting to see, just how well he responds and that leg injury responds.
Really, and what do I know? I've never been in his circumstance, and I don't believe that you have been in his circumstance, but I would have to think that the trick is not if you're well enough, but if mentally you have the confidence in that leg and that it's not going to hurt and that it's going to be okay, to be able to go out there and do the things that you had done before the injury. I think it's most of it at this point is mental, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times players will tell you that, you want to go out and get through that first hit and then everything's kind of, back to normal for you. But once you finally, because, again, in practice you're probably not getting hit like that, so, again, get through that first little bit and then let it rip, as they say.
Basically, 8.5 minutes into the ballgame, Benedictine is out, gained Missouri Valley 113-28. They lead 14-0. You want this one? Here we go. Benedictine. 1st and 10. And here's Dalton Witherspoon. He'll stay in the, now he'll drop out in the pattern. Quarterback is rolling. He'll throw for Dalton and overthrow him intentionally because the coverage over there was very, very close by Jason Williams, and it'll be incomplete. 2nd and 10, Benedictine. They had done a much better job covering up Zim down here on the right sideline as they matched him up with a big defensive back, Octavius Griffin, who's also a 6'2" guy, big cat. Now the Ravens are going to bring Isaiah Haston into the game. He'll go wide to the left side. Haston to the left. Again, it'll be Witherspoon in the backfield. They'll shift LeBron to the slot wide side. Second down, 10, Benedictine. Quarterback, no drop, throws it over. Caught by LeBron, and he is immediately gang-tackled, a gain of maybe 3 or so.
So now the Ravens sit there, and they look at that third, and we're going to call it medium. Wow, they're going to give him a much better spot. The Ravens now bring into the ballgame Cameron Dover and bring Tanner Zimmerman back in.
Rotating out of the lineup, there's going to be receiver slash fullback Tyler Watson. And I say that with absolute pride in getting a fullback back there. Tyler does a great job. Third down call. Quarterback back. Beebe over the middle. It's going to be caught. Zimmerman gets the first down. He's at the 38-yard line. First and 10. Ravens are going to move the sticks.
You love that play.
Third
and 6, and you run a 7-yard
yes.
pattern. And
this is how you win national championships, man. Keep the chains moving. Keep possession of the football. Running back on the right side. And here comes Witherspoon for the first time. He'll go into the line. Give him a couple of yards. But for him, you know what? A little punishment going in the middle, but it's got to feel good.
Yeah, that time getting up there to make the stop. Brian Santorin, a senior defensive back out of Sacramento, coming up into the box. And that time, Valley kind of sniffed out that the Ravens were going to run the ball. A 2-yard gain brings up 2nd and 8 for Benedictine.
Ravens at their own 40-yard line. We're running along at 4 minutes and 40 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine in front at 14-0 and in control of the football. They'll hand it off again to Witherspoon. He's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage. Spun around, no gain on the play.
That time, Santorin back there again. 2 plays in a row. The safety has played up in the box, expecting that run. And with a loss of 3 on the play, the Ravens are now looking at a 3rd and 11.
And there was just no chance right there for Dalton. He had the defender in his grill right out of the gate. 3rd down and 11. Quarterback with a running back on his left this time. It's a little cold out there, and Gus Jackson's wearing the long sleeves out. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. They did not like that alignment. We're going to take a break. And here we go. With 3:57 to go in the opening quarter, timeout Ravens. Benedictine 14, Vikings nothing.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway. Eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
This is its first time out of the first half. And coming out of it, they're going to go very wide to the left side with Titan. They're going to slot with Zim. They're going to go right side with, is that Trey Herbert over here now? I see Trey in the lineup. One catch last week for him. 3rd down and long for the first time today for Benedictine. Motion to the right side is going to be Osborne. Back to throw. QB back, looking, fires a short pass. It's going to be caught underneath, and LeBron unable to pull away from the defender. Zimmerman says it's a first down, but he's wrong. It's about a football length short. He's trying to sell it.
Every defender thinks it was. But that time, Noah Carr, the sophomore linebacker out of Kissimmee, Florida, makes his 40th tackle of the season. The Ravens are going to look over to the far sideline, or the near sideline, and say, leave the offense out there. They're going to bring in 2 big tight ends. They're getting David Wilburn, Tyler Watson into the game.
Wilburn, 6'4", 220. Watson, 6'2", 235. And then you bring Eddie into the game at 6'5", 365. Well, the Ravens, we'll see if they follow all of that big blocking or if they use that as a ploy. From the I formation, 4th down, 1. Play action. QB throws. Wide open Watson. 50-45. Watson 40. Right side 35-yard line. They used a little deception. It worked like it was supposed to.
That was a great play right there by the Ravens. The defense really came in that time. You just took Tyler Watson and just kind of flooded him out there into the flat. The quarterback stands up and an easy first down right there. Nice play call. Way to move the sticks on a 4th-and-1.
Sometimes the play is so obvious that it's too obvious, you know, and the Ravens took great advantage of the defense. 1st and 10, Benedict into the 35-yard line. Starting a fresh set of downs in Viking territory. Running back continues to be Dalton Witherspoon. Pass over to the near side, taken by Titan. He's at the 30-20. Titan always scores. Touchdown, Ravens. How about Titan Osborne with another catch, another Raven touchdown. It is his 9th. TD catch of the year.
But you talk about Titan Osborne. How about this? Prior to that, he was coming into today's game. A 42% of his receptions went for touchdowns, and he's doing nothing to hurt that number. His first reception of the day takes it to the house.
He is so deceivingly fast with great size at 6'2". He is also just a rocket when he gets his hands on the football. Here comes a BC PAT. It is on its way, and 8 plays, 73 yards, taking 3 minutes and 58 seconds. We get a timeout of the field. It is Benedictine 21, Vikings nothing.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Had an outstanding start to the game here this afternoon. And still with 2:22 to go in the opening quarter, it is a 21-0 Raven lead. Welcome back to Wilcox Stadium, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering in the studio. Gus Counts with me here upstairs. Christian Kloby down on the field getting ready to kick it away. And the Vikings trying to figure out what are they going to do to try to get some yardage and get a point today. Here's a fair catch called for and executed at the 5.
I don't blame
him. He could have brought that thing back a ways, but again, you know, guarantee yourself the 5-yard line, right?
Yeah, you say he could have brought it out of ways.
25.
Man, that Raven kick coverage unit closes fast. And so that time decided, hey, let's go ahead and back it up, take our offense to a place where maybe we can do something. But they've struggled today. 12 plays, 28 yards this afternoon. Benedictine has run 15 plays, so 3 more plays, for 186 yards this afternoon.
And Tomalee Staples into quarterback this Missouri Valley Vikings team. He will play action and roll to his right side, being chased down. He's just going to tuck it, run, go feet first, and surrender himself after the gain of a yard. He went to the 26, and Isaac Lopez was there to, you know, I think help convince him sliding was a good idea.
Yeah, that was probably the best idea right there for Tomalee Staples, a gain of 1 on the play. It'll bring up now a 2nd and 9, and this BC defense has been really aggressive, too, in the early going, and probably because they can be. They feel really comfortable about their corners out on the islands.
Silas Morton is your running back, and he'll be behind quarterback Staples. Takes the handoff, tries the outside, hit behind the line of scrimmage. I see Abram Phillips was the 2nd guy, but the 1st guy, Jason Anderson, and the Ravens will throw him for a loss. It's going to be marked back at the, they're going to give him the 25, so only a loss of a yard, 3rd and 10.
Again, they'll find themselves in a familiar place as it'll be another 3rd down. They're 1-for-4 this afternoon. The first 2 possessions of the afternoon for Missouri Valley were 3 and outs, and now they find themselves with 1:08 left here in the first quarter, trailing Benedictine by 21.
Nate Poulier has got to go wide to the right side. He's out of Clearwater, Florida. This isn't Clearwater weather either. 3rd down, 10. Deep drop QB. Hit sacked at the 16-yard line. What a job for the Ravens. Flying back there is Isaac Lopez.
Yeah, that time Isaac Lopez did a good job sneaking between the guard and center and got back there in a hurry. And Tamale Staples says, man, this Raven defense has picked up where they left off last year. Big sack right there. And for Benedictine, that is going to be their 21st sack of the season.
Okay, guys, I got to know. Isaac, out of Jefferson City, Missouri, is he a Jay?
Helias guy.
Helias guy. Here you go. The punter will stand at his own 3-yard line. And Ben Bullock has worked really hard. You got JoJo at the 50. Snap back. Kick blocked. It's rolling around on the ground at the 5-yard line. Ravens scoop and score. Touchdown, Ravens. The score by Blake Dapkus. Wait a minute. Isaac Lopez gets a block, and Blake has his second touchdown in 2 weeks.
Blake Dapkus had a blocked punt in scoop last week. He had another one where he got a hand on it. And today, Isaac Lopez with the block. Blake Dapkus with the scoop. And for Ken Bullock, that is his third blocked punt of the season.
What a fantastic job by the Ravens special team. And suddenly, because you've got the Ravens out there, and Jackson's holding the ball, didn't even have to take a snap. Holding for the PAT. It's up, it's through, and the Ravens add to their lead. Another timeout. We're still in the opening quarter, but hold on. You know what, Joseph? We're going to hang on to it. Okay, we will not take this break. There are 3 seconds left in the opening quarter, and we have already had 4 Benedictine first quarter touchdowns.
Now, I have a question for you.
All right, are they going to score 100?
No, the better question right now is to get rid of the 3 seconds, well, we have to see an offensive play.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they're just going to fair catch this.
Yeah. They're going to fair catch it, and so... Yeah, I think Valley's got no intention of returning this kick unless you squib it, and then they might just jump on it, you know, and cover it up.
Force one of the upbacks to field it.
Exactly.
You know, Valley is playing this really funny. They're giving you from about the 50 to the 30 of open lanes that you get a fast guy, you could probably squib one somewhere down there, get one of those. In the NFL, watch this tomorrow, what they're calling these dirty kickoffs, that kind of a knuckleball.
That land around the 25-30 up here.
And they're just impossible to field.
All right, here we go. The Ravens are going to boot this thing away, and it's going to be high and deep and end over end. And it is going to be returned from the 2 up to the 10. Across the 15, all the way across the field to the 20. Nice turn up to the 23. And Jesse Johnson is going to have his team with a football at the 24-yard line. Because as the first quarter ends, Jesse really only cost his team 1 yard with that return. We're going to take a break. First quarter is in the book. We're at Wilcox Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, where it's the number 3, Benedictine Ravens, 28, Missouri Valley nothing.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Wilcox Stadium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Because if we look very out the window, in a sharp right, you can see the new library that looks like it's all bricked and enclosed, and they'll be able to spend the winter in there getting the thing ready for next school year.
Lots of windows, I think.
Lots of windows.
So, for Missouri Valley, they're getting set to start their 5th possession of the ball game. Their last one ended, so the first 3 were punts. The last one was a blocked punt that Benedictine was able to score on. So
Vikings are hoping to do some magic in that south end zone because now they're headed that way for the first time where the Ravens have scored 4 times in the opening quarter. The QB takes a deep drop, steps up, hits that. Boom, just that easy, a 7-yard loss. And for Tomalee Staples, the 6-foot junior out of Kankakee, Illinois, man, there's nowhere to go. Xavier Hernandez again with a big, big tackle. That one will be his, what now, 2.5 sacks.
2.5 sacks this season. Great job. Is that time? The defensive ends collapsed the pocket. The quarterback tried to step up, and in doing so, right there was Xavier Hernandez able to throw him for a big loss of 6. It'll bring up 2nd and 16 for Valley.
3 men to the right, and now the little guy has got to go over to the left side, cut back to the right side. 2nd down, really, really long. Hand off to the running back. He'll be tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Man, Xavier, he's having himself a big game today.
We talk about the front guys for Benedictine, the front four defensive linemen, right? Whether it's Anderson and Harris or Hernandez and Dylan Bennett, there is no drop-off between those four guys. They're so interchangeable. That's what really makes this defense tough to play against, is because you can't wear them out, because you just bring two fresh guys in and no drop-off. It's fantastic.
It's now 3rd down at about 17. Valley at his own 17-yard line. Snap back. Quarterback with a 3-step. Drop short pass over the middle. Take it to the 15-yard line, across the 20, into 25. The ball pops loose. Ravens jump on it. Is it down or is it a fumble? The officials are coming together, and we have not gotten an indication.
That ball came out. I have the glasses on it. Hitting the football out was Ben Gilliland.
Ravens.
That's the right call. As Ben Gilliland came through, he gave a big punch. And the ball comes separated, and the Ravens, Isaiah Haston with a fumble recovery, and Benedictine now with the ball at the Valley 29.
1st and 10 and for the Ravens. Back out. Quarterback Jackson Dooley, and the running back will be Dalton Witherspoon. This thing is going to be spotted down at the 29-yard line, because that defense gets all the props for this, man. They were great.
Yeah, Valley's going to they're going to ask for a review, and I'm not sure what kind of an angle they're going to get on this, but I'm going to tell you, I had the glasses right on it. It happened right in front of us over here on the near sideline, and that time Billy Gilliland did a good job of dislodging the football from the receiver.
Halftime today, we're going to have a nice conversation with Benedictine women's basketball head coach Chad Folsom. Lady Ravens are on the road. They played yesterday and will play again this afternoon. Their game is going to be coming up in about 20 minutes as they are in, I've already forgotten Tabor. Where are they at out there?
Hillsboro,
Kansas. Yikes. Couldn't come up with it. The Ravens are going to be out there. Yesterday they had an exciting win in overtime over the Lady Swedes of Bethany. And they're going to be playing an out-of-state team in their game here this afternoon. So we'll talk to Coach about all of that. Oh my goodness sakes. So it's going to bring up a 1st and... Oh, goodness sakes. Let's have it a 1st and 10 for Benedictine after we get this all spotted. Now,
so they still have the stick set up for the 3rd down, and officials are taking a long time over here looking at it. And while they do that, let's update you with some scores going on around the conference. Man, I envy this game. Already in the 4th quarter, it's William Penn 42, Peru State 14. At halftime, Culver Stockton 30, Central Methodist 29. With 7:51 left in the 2nd quarter, Grandview 7, Graceland 0. Baker with a 21-10 lead on Missouri Baptist early 2nd quarter. And early in the 2nd quarter, St. Ambrose leading Clark 14-7. There is a night game. William Woods going to Mid-America is a 6 p.m. game. So we'll try to keep you updated on all those. And you asked about that Peru State-William Penn game, and that's because it was an 11 a.m. start in Oskaloosa this morning.
All right, so they're still hashing this thing over out here, right? They're down here underneath the little red tent, down at the 10-yard line.
So some of the problem is going to come down to that the call on the field was a fumble and a recovery by Benedictine. So for the officials, they're going to have to find a clear and convincing angle if they're going to overturn this. Hey, you
what?
Know those stickers that go in the Benedictine helmets?
The Raven stickers?
Right.
Yeah.
Must keep those under a tight lock and key.
Okay. Somebody needing one? Don't have one?
Eddie. It's drove me nuts all day because I thought I'd seen it. He's got his left, missing the right.
What? Here we come.
After a view, the call is a fumble recovered by Benedictine.
Okay. Well, Joel started walking down towards the defense, and so maybe just congratulating
just
him
props,
on
a
takeaway as the offense getting ready to start this possession at the Missouri Valley 29. It'll be first and 10 there for the Ravens, already up 28 points.
Let's see, how has the Benedictine offense done so far today, Gus? Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 possessions and 1, 2, 3, 4 touchdowns, yeah?
Yeah, 3 possessions, kinda. 3 touchdowns, a block punt for a touchdown this Raven team, and there you go. The correct answer is Titan, somewhere around the E, correct?
Yeah, I like it, the corner. Little fade down here. From the 29-yard line, first and 10, Benedictine. Now, a penalty from the head linesman.
Ball starts. Offense, number 25. 5-yard penalty. Repeat
first down. Referee was a little confused there with the, you know.
Yeah,
with the
signals are a little crossed up. Is they're going to get Tyler Watson, the senior tight end out of Hillsboro, Missouri, will be guilty of that infraction. And Ravens say, just step up there and do the same play.
First penalty of the game by Benedictine. We're early in the second quarter. Ravens up 28-0. And here goes Witherspoon to the 30, down to the 25, to the 20. He's right at the first down marker. I think he's got it. 15-yard carry for the Ravens. Dalton Witherspoon, first and 10, Benedictine.
Nice carry right there by Dalton Witherspoon. His first two runs had been a little muddy in the middle, and that time he was able to get a little running room, pick up a big first down, and help his confidence a little bit.
Against this team last year, Dalton got some carries, but not a ton of yards. 30 yards last year on 11 carries against the Vikings. The handoff again is going to be Witherspoon. Same play, same way to the 20, 15, to the 10. He's dragging a defender into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens! Dalton Witherspoon, because he had a defender on his back and carried him all the way in. It's a 19-yard run. Wow. I don't know where these ads keep popping up here. 12:43 to play in the opening half, and Benedictine has gotten its fifth touchdown already tonight. How about that? Two plays, 29 yards, 53 seconds, all of the yards for Dalton. The PAT coming up as Witherspoon gets his first TD of the year. Count the point. And we're taking another break. Ravens rolling up the points with 12:43 to go in the opening half. Now Benedictine 35, Missouri Valley nothing.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6. And Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Welcome back. 12 minutes and 43 seconds to go in the first half, and Benedictine continues to expand its lead, now leading 35 to nothing. The boot by Kloby, high, end over end, and it's going to be returned from the 7. Cutting across the field to the 15, turning it up at the 20, down at the 23, and again, they can't quite regain that 25-yard line, because it may not be long before they just fair catch everything. The return by Zion Royale. Josh Boone with the Benedictine kick coverage tackle. We don't get to talk about Josh a lot. He's only a sophomore out of St. James Academy.
We'll get to talk about him by the end of the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a guy who will come in and get to play some safety, but here's the deal. He is a guy that also is playing right behind Isaiah Haston, so a chance to learn a lot of things as a young guy.
First and 10. Here comes the Valley offense. And coach and quarterback Tomale Staples. He'll hand off to his running back. Tries to get to the outside. Will cross the line of scrimmage. And Gus, once he got through that first little wave of defenders, able to pick up about four. Blake Castile out of Maryville, Missouri is over there for the stop. Blake, 26 tackles. 5.5 tackles for a loss coming into the game this afternoon. Ravens in the home black jerseys, black helmets, red pants, white and red lettering and trim. 12 minutes ago in the opening half, Benedictine with a 5-touchdown lead. Second down, 5. Handoff into the left side of the line, turning it upfield, spinning for a first down to the 34-yard line. Zach Lacombe brings down Silas Morton, but for Missouri Valley, an infrequent first and 10. That is going to be, are you ready for this? The second first down today for Valley.
Yeah, it sounds about right, because you look at the first two possessions for three and out. The third possession was they picked up their only other first down, and then they had a punt block on a three and out. So, yeah, it's been uphill sledding right now for Missouri Valley.
First down at their own 35-yard line. Again, they're just going to run into the middle of the line. This time it's good for a yard. Raven said, we've seen just about enough of that running into the middle of the line. And Silas Morton took the punishment on that play. 2nd and 9.
That time for the Ravens doing a nice job coming downhill. That was Ben Gilliland, the guy who caused the fumble on the last drive. He is a sophomore out of Van Meter, Iowa.
2nd down and long. Viking quarterback, Staples, 6-foot-tall junior at a Kankakee. He will hand off this time. They'll try the run into the right side. It slow walks forward and carrying it again, Silas Morton. He runs into Kevin Harris. Kevin is big and strong. He's having a great, great senior year out of Dallas, Texas. Coming into the game today, that'll be his 15th tackle and make it a 3rd down 6. Now, Valley's going to switch out. They're going to take out a blocker and bring in a receiver.
Yeah, they're going to take out 6'3 tight end Sam O'Connell and bring in 5'5, 145-pound receiver Jesse Johnson.
We'll see if that really means that they're going to throw the ball. It doesn't necessarily guarantee that. 3rd down, half a dozen at their own 40 or 39, at the 39-yard line. Staples back to throw, feels the heat, steps up in a pocket, and he's going to pick up. No, he's not. Or is he? Where are they going to spot him? Short, yeah. I saw the umpire go further down, but the head linesman is right here at the third, or at the 44. He's short by a yard. And here's again, we talked about it earlier. Why don't you leave your offense out there?
Yeah. Again, they're going to run the punt unit out. And Tomale Staples has just dropped his head, and he's not thrilled with it. And
they were running the ball with some success.
Yeah, I would leave it out there, especially this one. It's 4th and 1.
Balaka is at his own 30-yard line. Balaka Fuliana for Benedictine at his own 15.
Talk about the kicker Bullock. He's got 10 inside the 20 this year.
Well, this one's going to go inside the 20. Here's a boot. It is spinning, and fair catch called for. It's not. It's at the 21. So he'll run up, and again, with a full head of steam and nobody near him, Balaka Fuliana calls for the fair catch. And here comes the Raven offense. Receiving so far, Lagafuliana does have one catch today. Ravens have been using a lot of guys catching the football. What, that's last week, 10 different receivers, right?
Yeah, 10 separate receivers last week caught the ball for Benedictine. You want to talk about Missouri Valley? They only have 9 guys this season who have caught a pass, so... telling you, it's been a rough one for the team out of Marshall this season.
Ravens at their own 21 to begin this series. Snap is back. QB is back. Throws over to the near side. Lagafuliana makes the catch. The defender makes a bad tackle effort. And Joseph is going to pick up a first down. Should have been tackled for little to no gain. But the defender just kind of missed him.
Yeah, he tried to tackle him up high. And in doing so, kind of... shifted right off of Lagafuliana, and he's Joseph able to get up past the 35 to the 36 and pick up a first down.
LeBron to the right side. Benedictine first and 10 to their own 36. You got Titan. He's going to scoot in a little closer on the left side. Julie's back. He's looking for Titan, and he's going to throw short. Gets it to Zim at the 50 at first down. And Osborne had single coverage downfield, and because there's no way he was not going to beat the coverage of Eric Potstetter. No way he was.
Yeah, can I tell you, I think it really got into the point of Jackson said, man, that's going to be a really long throw. Let's just check it down, pick up the yardage, because you were going to have to put that thing about 50 yards in the air to get it to Titan. He had beat his defender. He's going to come over and get a break for this foot.
Yeah, but you know they're going to run that again here in another couple plays, right?
Instead of throw it.
Just short of the 50-yard line, first down Ravens. And this time, Dooley will keep it. He'll get to the 45, and, man, he couldn't get out of bounds quick enough for me. He darts out right at the first down marker here at the 41. They're going to come up with a 42 a yard short.
That's not a play you see very often. Is a design quarterback.
I don't want to see that play ever.
Jackson
ever.
Dooley. And again, I guess the thing it does is keeps the defense a little honest as, you know, you prove that Jackson can burn you with his feet. But, man, you don't want to see that a whole lot. Isaiah Haston is going to be in as the slot receiver to the right for this second and one.
Benedictine across midfield at the 42-yard line. Leading in the game 35-0. We're exactly halfway through the second quarter. Here's a handoff. Here's a first down. And here is Morris. It's going to be Xavier with the carry to the left side. And he is going to pick up right at 14 yards on that carry. And goes for Benedictine. Here is one of the many reasons. There are a lot of reasons they're leading by five scores already. But one of them is they're not picking up 2 and 3. They're picking up 15 and 20 on a run. Okay?
Yeah, you start to look at the yardage already for Benedictine. How about this? They are sitting at 271 yards of offense right now, and we're going to get an administrative timeout?
Yep, we're going to do it. We're going to get a media break right inside the 7.5 mark. We'll take it, Joseph, at 7:28 to play. We're in the first half. We're in Atchison, Kansas, where it's all Ravens. Benedictine 35, Missouri Valley nothing.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
We're back here at Larry Wilcox Stadium on the campus of Benedictine College in Atchison. The Ravens are leading the Vikings out of Marshall 35-0. Man, it's been smooth sailing so far today for Benedictine. Four possessions, four touchdowns, and you say, well, that only gets you to 28 because they have a blocked punt that they were able to scoop up and take into the end zone. That one off the hands of Blake Dapkus. The block was by Isaac Lopez. Benedictine, though, with the ball, looking at a first and 10, and they're going to be 28 yards away from their, 41st point of the day.
Yeah, I got to ask you how your conscience is. Do you feel bad? Only people are outside. It's 45 degrees. Feels like it's 30 out there. The wind is cold. It's overcast. And people are out there bundled all up in the stocking hats and the overcoats and the coveralls. And we're opening the windows because it's so toasty in here. I mean, do you feel bad?
I'm just trying to bank all of this for next Saturday.
We're going to need it. We're going to be outside as we'll be with Benedictine at, what is it, Liston Stadium, right? As the Ravens will be at Baker next Saturday afternoon. Join us right 42, Missouri Valley nothing.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday night, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Here at Wilcox Stadium. Every time I hear that transition that Joseph Scott loaded up, I think of a very great movie scene from, what was it, Jackrabbit Flash was the name of the bar that just happened. And here's a fair catch called for at the 12-yard line. And Valley says, enough of that. We've got to get it at the 25 here. Jackson Dooley, pretty good start to the game. I mean, pretty good. He's 10 of 12 passing, 191 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions, and a quarterback rating of 299.
Completing 83%. And the two passes that were incomplete, the one was when he just threw it away over the top of Witherspoon's head. And then the other one was when Joseph just missed the ball right at the goal line going to the south end zone. So
over in the far corner.
It's crazy when you can pick out the two incomplete passes this afternoon.
Here we go. First and 10. Valley with the football. I'll borrow that as the quarterback steps up. He's hit. Sacked. Well, for Tomale Staples, he was going to try to escape. Dylan Bennett says, you're not getting away from me. It'll be the loss of a couple of yards. Second down, it doesn't. And Valley continues to struggle to generate any kind of offense. So far, we're at 6:40 to go in the half. So far in this game, Missouri Valley gets 47 yards of total offense on the afternoon. Benedictine, 299. It is second down long. Handoff running back will go into the left side, hit across the end of the line of scrimmage, and they've gone to their number two running back as Jonathan Crow will tackle Bryce Jackson. Now, Bryce is a 5'7", 200-pound senior out of Columbia, Missouri. He's got 29 carries coming into the game today with 152 yards, a touchdown, but Gus, he's also had some trouble holding the ball. He's got a couple of fumbles lost this season already. And against this defense, he might lose another one today.
So the Ravens do a good job of separating you from the football if you're not going to tuck it away. And these backs from Missouri Valley, they've got three fumbles between the two of them already this season. So
Bryce is in the backfield behind Tomale Staples. Quarterback back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Looking to run. Hit from behind. Thrown to the ground for a loss. It was Jonathan Crow. He just grabs him and drops him to.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history, while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Too hard, drinking too much, and playing too loud. Where there's a scar, I carved it out.
Well, we appear to have lost Tom and Gus for just a couple of moments. We're trying to reestablish communication. I don't know exactly what's going on. There's been a little bit of internet trouble this morning, and hopefully they're not related. Anyway, here's a little bit of Buck Owen and the Buckaroos right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this afternoon. Bit of Buck Owens and the Buckaroos. Right now I've got a little bit of Charlie Pride for us. I'm trying to maintain some communication with the field, and we'll be back to you as soon as we can.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get the...
Stumbled over that piece of string we have between the two Dixie cups between here and the station, and well, we got it all knotted back together. Welcome back, everyone. We got a timeout on the field happening, and let's just kind of reset where we're at. Not a whole lot has transpired. Benedictin is going to be looking at a third down two at the 17-yard line. We are at the two-minute break, the two-minute timeout. Here, as we approach halftime at Wilcox Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, on the Raven campus. So, 4BC, 42-0 is their lead, and they are moving the football. That's exactly what they've done all day. Can you imagine going into the locker room with over 350 yards of first-half offense?
Not really there. Yeah, like, they're at 346 yards of total offense today on only 29 plays. That's three more plays than Valley at 26 plays for 47 yards. So Ravens looking to tack one more on right here.
In the backfield for Benedictine, it'll be Dalton Witherspoon. There's 5'11 senior from Windsor, Missouri, who's been out of the Raven lineup for weeks and weeks. Haven't had him out there for 2 months, got injured in week two. The handoff to Witherspoon. He'll put his head down. He'll fight for the yardage. He'll get the first down, getting inside the 15-yard line.
We got a penalty right there at the point of tackle. I'm not so sure we don't have a face mask at the end of that play.
Well, Witherspoon certainly was being pinballed around it down there.
There's no foul on the play. I'm
already. Okay, going to put the rest of that. Was.
Everybody was kind of looking around saying, wait.
All right.
Tyler Watson going to check out on this first and 10, and back in comes Xavier Ugorji.
It is first and 10, Ravens are going to spot him at the 14-yard line. Minute 49 to go in a half. BC with a commanding lead and looking to add to it. Backs on either side of Jackson Dooley. Very long count, takes a snap, pass over the middle, wide open, Titan, touchdown, Ravens.
Is that what it's going to be now, is the Titan touchdown?
It seems to fit, and it works a lot, and the Ravens are up now 48-0. Why wouldn't you go for two and just make it 50-0 at halftime? Huh?
Depends. You like round numbers, odd numbers, even numbers? So
no, they don't have to be divisible by seven. Ravens, 9 plays, 64 yards, just over 3 minutes on that touchdown possession. The PAT by Kobe. We're taking a break. Ravens stretch their lead. A minute 37 to go before halftime. Benedictine running away with it. Ravens 49. Missouri Valley nothing.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Back with you here at Wilcox Stadium, where the Ravens have a huge lead. And Kobe's kick is incredibly short. It is high. It's going to be fair caught. This is awesome. It was fair caught at the 22, which will take it to the 25-yard line. And they're not even going to return that kick. And here comes the Missouri Valley offense. Last year, Benedictine won the ball game 38-14, and the Ravens led at halftime last year 24-14. They're going to have a little more commanding lead at intermission here today. Valley coming out over the football. And for the Vikings, quarterback Tomalee Staples. Motion will go to the right side. QB will roll to the right, looking, being chased, looking, throws, and it is broken up at the 40-yard line. No penalty marker down as the pass on the near side was intended for Nate Pulio. And good coverage over on this side for Benedictine by Sakori Thomas. And I always have to be careful because I see number 20. That's what Sakori wears. And I keep wanting to think, you gorgy, but Xavier wearing number 20 on the offense, not quite as tall as Sakori Thomas, and playing on the other side of the football. So you gotta kind of remember to keep those guys square. Here's a sweep to the left side. It's going to be good for 2 yards. Not much over there for Bryce Jackson for the Vikings. And Missouri Valley right now, I think, just really wanting to run some time off the clock, wanting to get this thing to the locker room. It'll bring them a 3rd down and 8. Play clock is not started. There it goes. So with a minute 7, the play clock is going to be, 30 seconds separating it and the game clock, which means they could probably, this is 3rd down, they could probably not have to punt the ball away if they don't pick up a 1st down here. 3rd down, 8. Well, they're going to take his time. I think they're going to run this thing down to where the play clock is under 40. Motion will come to the right side, and there at 39, they'll take the snap. Running back will take it, goes into the middle, gets across the 30, picks up about 4 or 5. It'll be 4th down, 3, and Valley can run this thing out, and that is going to take us to halftime. Intermission at Atchison. We'll be back to summarize the first half for you. It is all Benedictine here at home today. At the break, Ravens 49, Missouri Valley nothing.
Hi,
This is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Fellow two teams exiting the field. They have not yet, for some reason, the official taking his time. Now, he's going to wind up the intermission clock, and there we go. So halftime has officially begun here at Wilcox Stadium. For the Ravens, I'm not sure how you get it much better, how you do much better. Benedictine had six possessions in the first half. They culminated in six touchdowns. And you say, well, wait a minute, 49-0? That's math is not good. Well, not only with their six possessions did they score touchdowns, but on a block punt. It was picked up and run into the end zone, and that is your seventh Raven first half touchdown. Not a lot of things I believe that Benedictine could probably do better than what they have done so far today. BC with 18 first downs. Missouri Valley has two. Ravens have rushed for 137 yards. Missouri Valley on five more carries has rushed for 33 yards. Passing yards, Benedictine, 226, Missouri Valley, 21. So that's the kind of numbers that you're talking about in this ball game. So total offense, Ravens, 363 at halftime, Missouri Valley, 54 first half yards. Ravens, of course, have not punted the ball. Neither team has thrown an interception at this point in the afternoon. And possession time is really dominated by Missouri Valley because what Benedictine is doing, they're striking fast. They're hitting long-range passes. They're hitting long-range scores. Xavier Ugorji started the scoring with a one-yard run. Then Zimmerman from 48, Titan from 35, Dapkus with the punt return, Weatherspoon from 19, Lagafuliana for 28, Titan with another 14-yard TD run. And that is how the Ravens have scored at halftime. Been a big, big first half for Benedictine. And looking for a big second half is the Raven faithful here today, being, I would think, thoroughly entertained. Second half coming up here at Wilcox Stadium. But first, we're going to have a nice visit. We're going to be joined by Lady Raven basketball head coach Chad Folsom. Find out about their team and the season that is just unfolding in front of them. And we'll be back to bring you the second half live. But right now with that intermission score, Benedictine College 49, Missouri Valley nothing. Back we go to the Kara Sports Studios. It's halftime.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. Here Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
We've got Chad Folsom with us, head coach of the Benedictine Lady Ravens. And, coach, the season's already here, and it's gotten off to a pretty good start for your team and the ladies.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're off to a 2-0 start. Can't ask for anything better than that, right?
Yeah.
But, our first game, though, was at home last week. We played Kansas Christian College. First time for about half our team to actually be in a college basketball game, so it was good for us to get that game and kind of get everybody comfortable or getting more comfortable with college basketball. And we came out really firing in that game and put up, 111 points. And I thought we got a good work on some of our defenses. Our presses looked pretty good. We were aggressive. We took care of the basketball, which was great. We only had 10 turnovers, so I thought we did a good job there. We also, of course, forced a lot of turnovers and played good team basketball. So it was a great start to the year.
And then you bounce back. Now, right now, your team, ladies, you're on the road. You're at Hillsboro. You know, at Tabor, at a little classic, and you got one game under your belt yesterday afternoon. You got another one coming up this afternoon. But yesterday, the opponent was maybe a little more sturdy than your first game.
Agreed. Yep, totally. Yeah, we played Bethany College. They're in the KCAC, and, you know, we played our first game. Like I said, it was different for sure. I mean, it was a good battle. I was proud of our ladies. You know, they came and jumped on us early. You know, we were down 10 or 11 in the first quarter, and then we responded, kind of turned up the pressure with our full court defense, really got them sped up a lot, kind of got ourselves back in the game. And at halftime, I think it was a 1 or 2 point game. We're playing pretty well, you know, and then down the stretch in that game, we had 4 or 5 point lead with under a minute to go. They hit a big three deep, contested, and then cut it to two, and then you know, they got the ball, and I don't remember exactly what happened, but they hit a shot on the buzzer to send us to overtime. And then in overtime, we outscored them 13-8, and we're able to come away with the win in overtime. So it was a big game for our young team to play in a tight game like that, to be able to, you know, withstand their runs, be able to answer, be able to make plays when we needed to. We hit some big shots. Lots of players stepped up and hit big shots at key moments. We also made a lot of free throws, which was big, especially in the overtime, making our free throws. And so it was a good challenge, good test for us. Again, young team, and we played well together, and I thought that brought a lot of energy. You know, there's definitely things we got to keep getting better at, but it was a great second game of the year for us, and to do it on the road was nice too.
Now, I want to talk about your staff and your players here as we go along, and normally I would wait to talk about the staff, but this game – it makes me just want to leap right into Coach Hannah. This had to be kind of a fun one for her because she's got great ties, you know, to the Bethany program where she played.
That's right. Yeah, she played at Bethany College for 4 years and played under their coach Sarah Abels there for her last year, I believe. So yeah, she was definitely had a lot of ties there. She knew some of the players and the coaching staff really well. So. Yeah, it was kind of a exciting game for her to go back and play against her old team. We told her not to share any of the information with them before the game. I think she did a good job of that, but it's just teasing there. But yeah, it was good for her, and it was a lot of fun, you know. And again, to see a team that she used to play for was pretty special. And I thought, like I said, I thought our gals played a good game. It was a great environment, and a good game for us to continue to grow.
Okay, before we start talking about your game coming up here this afternoon, two games under your belt, it's super early. I mean, you got 30-some yet to go. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's jumped out, are there any surprises that you've had? Somebody who you said, boy, she's going to be pretty good, and so far she's turned out to be like maybe even a little better than you had hoped at this point in the season right out of the gate?
Right. Well, for one, I guess this team has got, you know, only a few players with experience, you know, coming back from last year. So, because we had 6 seniors, 5 starters. So, we're reloading, rebuilding, and some gals stepping up into roles, you know, that, they may not have had before. And, so, I mean, our returning core, you've got Michaela Ballman. She's a senior, plays the wing. You've got Riley Bruggeman, who played a lot at the point guard. This year, we're kind of moving her over to the shooting guard a little bit more. She's playing a little 1 and 2. Nicole Storks, another guy that played quite a bit last year, but she's injured right now, so we don't have her right now in the power forward position. We also have an injury with her sister, who's a 6'1 post player. She was out with an ankle injury, so we've been a little shorthanded inside the last few games, but other gals have been stepping up. But the gals, really, I mean, we're now looking for, you know, scoring, because we graduated a lot of it, you know, and Riley Bruggeman has taken that on tremendously for us. It's been awesome. Her first game against Kansas Christian, I think she had 23 points and didn't play the fourth quarter, you know, because we had everybody in the game. And then last night she scores 35, you know, so it's pretty big numbers there, but she's capable of that, and it's pretty exciting to see her do that. She can make big threes, she can drive, she can dish, she also gets to the line well. Last night she actually set a school record for us. She made 15 free throws out of 18 attempts, and the original record was 13 set by Emily Smith way back in early 2000. So it was big for her there. She's smart, like I said, gets to the line well. Likes the big moment, you know, and is definitely not afraid of taking a big shot or taking control out there. So she's really stepping into a huge role for us and doing a great job on that. You know, Michaela's doing a great job leading, you know, being a leader for us and, you know, brings us in that outside game. Hattie Gross is also a young lady that played a little bit last year as a freshman. She's now a sophomore wing player. Really quick and aggressive, has good ability to put the ball on the floor, can get to the rim, can also pull up. She hit a big pull up jump shot for us late, in the overtime to give us that cushion we needed. She also, gets a lot of offensive rebounds for us. You know, we got senior Grace Dixon right now playing the post for us. You know, didn't play a lot last year, but is having to start with us now and doing okay. And they're physical down there, rebounding for us. She made a couple big free throws late in the overtime as well, or at the beginning of the overtime, which helped us. So we got, like I said, a lot of new faces out there. Then we got a lot of freshmen that are actually stepping in and stepping up. So it's kind of exciting to see that, too. So you've got Owen Dieters, a freshman, running the point for us. And, you know, she had double digits both games. You know, definitely, you know, gets after it on defense, sets the table, gets people set up. And, you know, she played really well again in a big game like that. At the end of the game, we had three freshmen on the floor, which, you know, not usually what we have. But like I said, with the young team that we had another guy, Addie Kane, a freshman forward from St. Louis. She went for double digits, I think, in each of the first two games as well. Gets some physicalness, aggressiveness around the basket, rebounding. And then freshman Macy Edson stepped up in the last couple games, 6'3", long, lanky post. She had some nice shot blocking and some rebounds late for us, too. So it's been fun. It's exciting. The team brings lots of energy. They play hard. They play together. And we're just learning and growing as we go. So it's been fun so far. We just got to keep getting better every game and keep growing, and everybody kind of getting more and more comfortable with their roles and what it's going to take for us this season.
College basketball teaches a lot of lessons, you know, life lessons. Mm-hmm. And one that I think that, you know, even an outsider who's, you know, is like me, who doesn't know much about this stuff, looks at this and looks at the roster, looks at the participation of some of your players and says, you know what, I could go to a small school. I may not have to be at a 5A, 6A school in a big metro area. I could be at a small school and be a good player, and I could play college basketball. And you can look at some of your players who have come from some of the schools from around the area who are really, really good. And sometimes people underestimate just how good some of those small school players are.
Definitely. You know, I mean, I'm trying to think back. I'm probably going to forget some gals, but you're looking way back in the time books. You know, we had an Abby Winder out of Troy, Kansas, you know, comes in. She's, I think when she graduated, second all-time scorer in school's history, you know, went in the Hall of Fame. You know, she's a great player, great kid. You know, she's did great things coming out of small school. Also think of Jordan Kramer coming out of you know, JCN. She went to Washburn for a year, transferred in, had a good year, went to the Final Four. You've got Josie Weiser, again, played at JCN, went on to Missouri Western, came back, and again, had a great career. First team All-Conference last year, one of our leaders. Even way back, I mean, Carrie Kearns, there's another name, huh? A little tiny point guard out of JCN, 5'10", whatever, just put fear in people, but came in and played. How about Courtney Edmonds that came out of McClouth? Another young lady was All-American for us. I know I'm going to miss some here, so I hope I don't offend people here. I'm getting everybody over the years, but now you're looking at some young ladies coming out of Frankfort, Kansas. You know, is Hattie Gross that we mentioned? Owen Dieter is coming out of Centralia High School, again, smaller school. Both of those young ladies were actually the 1A Kansas Players of the Year in each of their senior years. Or Hattie was 2A and Centralia 1A, but they were both great players, and now they're coming in and doing good stuff here. So, yeah, it doesn't matter, you know, the size of the school. You know, we're looking for great players, but great people first and foremost, you know. And, when they get here, they're going to become better players because Coach Connolly, our staff, we really work a lot on fundamentals, individual, you know, skills and helping them get better. And I think what we do here too really well at Benedictine is we go out and recruit great people. You know, I think that's been the secret to our success over all these years. You know, we've averaged, 21 wins a season for 24 straight years now that we've been here. And it's built on the type of people we bring in. You know, we're looking for great people that are going to want to be part of something special, something bigger than themselves, want to be part of a team, part of a family. And that's what we got going on here. Benedictine's a special place. You know, the school is a great community. It's been growing and growing and growing since I've been here, but filled with great people. And I think our team is a mirror image of what goes on at Benedictine as a whole. So it's been a fun ride. And like I said, I'm excited for this season. We got a lot of new faces, a lot of new people stepping up, and just excited about every single day, just getting better and better.
So you start off at 2-0. Can't get much better than that. You know, that's about as good as you could hope for, right? And now you got a game this afternoon. And then let's talk about, we've got a great upcoming schedule for fans to come up to Nolan and see this team and get some eyes on.
That's right. You know, so next Friday, Saturday, we've got our classic here at Benedictine. So Friday night, was that November 7th? Or we at 7th? Yeah. We're playing we're playing against Briarcliff, coming down from Sioux City. They were in the Final Four last year, so that's going to be a big test for us. That's a 7:30 game. And actually, just so everybody's aware, we're going to at 7 o'clock before that game. After the game before that, there'll be a game between Southwest Christian and Missouri Valley. We're going to do a ring ceremony for all of our young ladies, and the seniors from last year are going to come back. After winning the conference tournament last year, we're going to have some rings to present to them, and do that right before it at 7 o'clock, and then we'll get ready for our game. It'll start at 7:30. So you don't want to miss that. And then on Saturday, we'll play at 1 o'clock on Saturday, and we're going to play against, Southwest Christian out of Oklahoma. So, a couple different teams coming into the Nolan, but, should be good basketball. Hopefully we can get a good crowd out there for those.
And then, let me make sure I've got this right in my mind. In a couple of weeks, Gus and I get to do the triple headers. We're going to have football in the afternoon and then ladies and guys basketball in the evening down at the Nolan. Am I on that right?
No, you're right. Yep. 2 weeks from today is our first conference game. Yep. We'll be playing William Penn that day. And like you said, the football starts at 1:00, and then the women's basketball game will be starting at 5:00 and the men's basketball at 7:00 in the Nolan. So that'll be our first conference games for both of us. So hopefully get a good crowd in there and pack the Nolan and watch some exciting basketball then.
This conference is pretty remarkably good. Okay. We're going to start with that. And so, How does the conference kind of look like it was, at least in the preseason, and as they kind of look at it and rank them? I mean, you got Mid-America bringing back a ton of players. You got you know, who won the conference tournament last year. I mean, this conference, there are no nights off here.
No, definitely. You know, it's a strong league top to bottom. So, I mean, there's a lot of good teams in the league. You got to be ready to play every single night. But, yeah, like you said, in the preseason poll, Mid-American Nazarene was the number one pick by everybody, which makes sense because they went 24-0 last year in the conference and also returned about every single player from last year. So they're the one team, I think, that's bringing back about everybody. The next two or three teams all finished kind of on that high, you know, 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 4 last year, Grandview, ourselves, Missouri Valley. All three of us kind of graduated a lot of players. So we're kind of both in rebuild, reload mode. And I think, you know, who knows how they're going to shake out. And then I think there are a lot of teams kind of in the middle last year that I think are still strong and going to be strong. So, like you said, every single night is going to be a battle. what's kind of fun about this conference is I feel like you get to see a lot of different styles of basketball. You got some half-court teams. You got some full-court press teams. You got some big teams. You got smaller teams. So I feel like you get to see a lot, which makes it fun, at least from a coaching standpoint. I think for players that every day you're preparing for something different. So you makes it kind of fun and exciting. And like I said, I think that's part of the fun of the game is that it's not the same every single night. And who can adjust the best and who can be most prepared will probably have a better opportunity to be successful that night.
And it's also good to have in your corner the kind of help that you have got. We talked about your GA, Hannah, who's been out there for a couple of years, but talk about someone who's been there for a minute and I'm sure it's just got to be your right hand, and that would be Coach Andy.
That's right. You know, Coach Connolly, Andy Connolly's been with me now for, I think he's been here 18 of these 25 years that we've been here. So good tandem. You know, both of us know what we're trying to achieve here and work well together on helping our players, you know, develop on the court, but also grow off the court. You know, she's really good to being the team mom, you know, somebody there that they can go to if they need to. But she and I work well together and we got a good thing going and we understand what we're trying to build and the type of people we're looking for to build it around. So it's been awesome. You know, not many programs can, number one, say you got a head coach there for 25 years and then that head coach have an assistant for 18. You know, that's not normal in college basketball these days. And we're blessed that, that's what we got going on here.
It says a lot about the program, says a lot about the school and the community, that people want to stay there and want to be there and are happy to be a part of all of that.
Exactly. Exactly.
And by the way, we'll mention Josie too. She's coming back, yep, and giving you a hand this year.
Exactly. Yeah, I was hoping you'd mention her. Yeah, Josie Weiser. Yeah, so she played for us, like we mentioned earlier, for last three years. And she's teaching in the public schools here in the PE department. So she's still in Atchison. So we asked her if she wanted to come and help us out this year, and she is. And it's been awesome to have her. You know, I mean, number one, she knows what we're trying to do. She can relate well with the players. I mean, she played with half of them last year, so she's got a good rapport, and also is I think she's got a future at being a good college or high school basketball coach down the road. And she's really jumping in with 2 feet and doing a great job at helping out the coaches as well as the players. So it's been nice to have her still around. One of our seniors from last year to continue to share and help the players, the new players, as they're going through this learning period, especially right now. It's been good to have her around to help out with that.
Okay, Coach Folsom, before we wrap up here again, you're getting ready to play a game here this afternoon out in Hillsboro in the Classic, but Raven fans are going to get a chance to see this team at home. Let's remind them again.
Yes, it'll be next Friday, November 7th. We'll be playing at 7:30 against Briarcliff in the Nolan Gym. That'll be a Classic. There's a 5:30 game before us. And then on Saturday, we'll be playing at 1 o'clock there. We'll be playing against Southwest Christian College there in the Nolan. So hopefully we can get a good crowd out to watch both of those games and see these ladies out there working. It's a fun group. They play hard. They get after it. So hopefully we can get a good crowd in there and cheer them on.
Coach Chad Folsom, head coach of the Lady Ravens, thanks for taking the time. I know it's busy when you're zooming around and you're on the road. Thank you so much and continued success out in Hillsboro. And we look forward to seeing you at home next week.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Tom.
You bet.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Raven Halftime Show on your home for Raven football. High Country, 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network. We now go back to Tom and Gus Kautz live at the stadium for second half action of BC Raven football.
And with that, we welcome you back here to Wilcox Stadium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus, where we're just getting underway with the second half. If you'll recall, way back at 1 o'clock when this ball game started, Valley won the flip of the coin, wanted the football. And so the second half, they kicked to the Ravens and Benedictine. First and 10 at the 50-yard line. We're just getting it away in the second half. 49-0. Ravens in front. They've got the ball. They got the lead. They got the momentum. And they got a first and 10. Quarterback Jackson Dooley will hand off, bouncing off the left side, 50-45, down to the 40. Another Benedictine first and 10. So the Ravens moving the ball quickly, bouncing it over to the outside, and it is Robbie Sharp who is your starting running back. Now,
Jackson Dooley is still in the game, but I think that it is fair for us to expect that he's probably not going to be out there for some really long extended period. I'm going to look to make sure that it really is. Pull out the glasses here. Looks like it's Jackson. Yeah, it's Jackson still out there. Or no, it's Harris out there now. So it is Mark. Mark has started the second half. Here's a little sweep to the right side and down to the 30-yard line. It's going to be close to another. Benedict in first down, making a second down one. So, as the second half gets underway, let's kind of reset this Benedict in backfield. At quarterback, 6 foot, 181-pound redshirt sophomore from Marshall Mount Academy in Atchison, it's Mark Harris. Raven running back is going to be the 5'8 junior from St. Pius X High School in Kansas City, Missouri. It'll be Robbie Sharp at the running back spot. Ravens on a second down, one at the 31, already deep in Valley territory. And the starters, at least in the offensive backfield, are out. Here's Robbie to the 30, to the 25, down to the 23-yard line. The tackle for Missouri Valley is made by their cornerback, Octavius Griffin, comes into the game this afternoon with 44 tackles on the season. He's a big guy out there, 6'2 and 191 out of Decatur, Georgia. But the Ravens are going to advance the chains. It'll again be a Benedictine first and 10. Ravens are going to bring Chase Sikarski into the game. Chase is going to go slot left. Cameron Dover is going to go wide left. BC has one receiver to the right side. Here we go, first and 10. Benedictine. They're at the 23-yard line. Little wraparound handoff straight ahead, running down to the 20-yard line and pushing inside. It's going to be running back Derek Overstreet. So Derek carries the football. And we're getting a lot of looks for Benedictine here in the first few minutes of the third quarter. So Derek Overstreet is the BC running back. Picking up 5 on a first down carry, down to the 18. It is second down. Hand off. Overstreet again. Puts his head down, takes it down around the 15, maybe the 14-yard line. They're going to be a yard or a yard and a half short of the first down. It'll be for the Ravens a third down and short. Benedictine's offense has been on the field 6 times today. They have scored 6 touchdowns on those 6 possessions so far this afternoon. And a 7th touchdown made on the special teams with a blocked punt that was returned into the end zone. Now BC's going to bring everybody in tight on a 3rd down and a couple from the 16-yard line. Hand off Overstreet, bounces outside, 1st down, down to the 11-yard line he goes. And again, the tackle made by Octavius Griffin. It'll be 1st and 10, Benedictine at the 11-yard line. Games going on around the heart of America Athletic Conference today. It's a full slate. And the first game of the afternoon is done as William Penn dispatches Peru State 42-21 up in Oskaloosa, Iowa today. Ravens looking to the near side. Quarterback Mark Harris glancing over to the sideline, looking at Coach Osborne, seeing what the play is going to be. Robbie Sharp is back into the tailback spot. They'll go wing to the left side. Hand off to Robbie. He'll try the right. Needs a block. It does not come. And Robbie, at the line of scrimmage, is going to be bear-hugged and ridden hard to the ground. The tackle by nose tackle Ryan Greenwood. Greenwood's had a great day today for Valley. He's a big guy at 270 pounds, and he defends his spot very well. No gain on the play. That is a rarity for Benedictine today. It'll bring up a second down 10. Harris takes the snap. Again, the wraparound handoff straight ahead to the 10. Close to the 5-yard line goes Sharp. Now the scrum continues. How long, far are they going to let this thing keep getting pushed forward? Where are they going to spot him down? And it is going to be, I don't know. A couple of the officials are down near the goal line, but the official at the back says, okay, here we are. They're going to mark him at the 6, maybe? Yeah. Let's call it the 6-yard line. So they're going to see his forward progress was stopped there before that surge continues. Ravens are going to rotate Sikarski out of the game and now in for Benedictine. We're going to get Olade. Zoe Olade. Is that right? 83? 3rd down 5. Back to throw. Harris to fade into the corner, and it is broken up deep in the back left corner of the end zone. He was looking over there, and the Ravens are going to come in with the field goal unit. We're at 9:01 to play in the third quarter. Coming in to kick for Benedictine. I mean, look, I'm not sure that's Kloby. The placement and the kick, it is up, and it is good. And the field goal kicked by Scotty Robertson. So Scotty comes in. He'll kick the field goal, and we're going to get a timeout of the field. Ravens extend their lead with 9:01 to play in the third quarter. It's Benedictine 52, Missouri Valley nothing.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Hey, welcome back. We have Scotty Robertson getting set to kick it away. So Scotty not only kicked that field goal, but now he is in for the kickoff. It is high end over end. It is going to go into the end zone, land 5 yards deep. And it's going to bounce out, and it will be first and 10 for Missouri Valley. So Scotty Robertson with the field goal and with the subsequent kickoff. And apparently we just have run out of internet here because it would appear that things don't work, but that's okay. I think that we're in pretty good shape with the Raven 52-0 lead. And the clock has not run for three plays now. It's still showing 9:01 to go. It didn't run during the field goal. It did not run during the kickoff, and now it has not run here yet. And the official's coming up over the football. Stop and play for a minute. And here we come back. Valley is going to run into the middle of the line, bouncing around, but going absolutely nowhere. That was excellent defense for the Ravens. They got in the middle. They got up front. They jammed it up pretty quickly, and it was going to be Peyton Jobe with the tackle for BC. Make it a one-yard gain for Valley. Second down nine from the 26-yard line. And now the clock is beginning to run at 8:37 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine with that possession that began the second half. Moving downfield. If we can't refresh some things to get things to work again. Second down. QB back, looking, steps up in the pocket, eludes the defender, rolls right, throws right, has a man nearly picked off and incomplete. Running the ball club is going to be Staples again. Tomalley was on a bit of a run, and as he threw that ball, it was very lucky for him that the Ravens did not pick it off. It'll bring up a third down nine. Still at their own 26-yard line for Missouri Valley. The Vikings trying to get the zero off the board. The Ravens in front, 52-0. 8 minutes and 12 to go in the third quarter. Receiver wide to the left side is going to be Nate Poulier. It'll be three to the left and one to the right. Motion to the right side is going to be Jesse Johnson. Now he'll curl back to the left side. QB deep drop, feels the heat, pressure, sacked back at the 16. There was nowhere to go. The Ravens brought everybody. And the Benedictine sack, Jason Anderson, Kevin Harris combined for the stop. And again, Missouri Valley is going to be forced to punt the football away. For BC, Joseph Longapuyana for the return. And he stands at the Valley 45-yard line. Ben Bullock to punt it away from his own four. Bullock waiting for the snap. Ravens have been all over punters all season long. Pressure's on. He just gets this one away. It's high and short and hanging. And Tagovailoa is going to make a fair catch at the 39-yard line. So that is going to be a 5, 10, 15, 25-yard-ish kind of a punt. And for the Ravens, once again, it's going to be a short field. First and 10, Benedictine. 7:24 to go through our midpoint of the third quarter, and we're going to get a media break with that play. Taking a time out of the field, 7:24 left in the third. It is Ravens 52, Vikings nothing.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Well, we hope that that Ravens stat page comes back to life. We can tell you that the conference stat page working. William Penn winning in game one today, 42-21 over Peru State. With 8 minutes to go, Culver Stockton leads Central Methodist in a high-scoring business. It's 46-36 over in Canton. Other games going on around the conference just underway in the second half. About like this one, it is Grandview leading Graceland 21-3. Baker is on the road at Missouri Baptist, and it is Baker with the Ravens' upcoming opponent next week. They are in front 28-10, and they are about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Starting the second half, St. Ambrose leads Clark 24-13. And again, yeah, there is, and if you'd like to do this, maybe this is a road trip, huh? Go down to Olathe. Mid-America is going to be hosting William Woods tonight. 6 o'clock ball game. So I would guess the trip back to Fulton will be an early a.m. kind of arrival when they get back there. And, of course, again, eyes in the conference, I suspect, will be on Baldwin City next week as the Ravens are going to be at Liston Stadium for a 1 o'clock ball game, Benedictine at Baker. So all that said, right now we are taking a very, very long time with this media break. And finally the players are ultimately coming out of the field. I wonder if the media break does the teams any good, if it does them more harm than good, as they lose that some of that step, maybe lose a little bit of that momentum. I don't know. I always wonder just how beneficial sometimes these breaks really are. Hopefully they're a good thing. That would be the plan. That would be the goal, certainly. Ravens, first and 10 inside the 40-yard line. Harris is back to throw, goes deep, picked. Throws it right into the hands of a defender at the 25-yard line. Up the right side, across the 34, 35, and up to near the 40-yard line. He had a receiver wide, wide open, about 6 or 7 yards beyond that defender, but the pass was short-armed and into the hands of a Missouri Valley player, and the Ravens will be guilty of their first turnover today. 7:12 to go here in this opening, or in this third quarter. And our Raven defense is going to come back out of the field. We'll see what that defense looks like. And I'm still seeing a lot of my familiar numbers out there, so we'll stick around with that. Hey, we might have this thing going again. Not sure. All right, 52-0, Benedictine. Quarterback is back to throw for Valley. Steps up, throws short, caught at the original line of scrimmage, and picking up 2 yards down the right side. And a lot of punishment, a lot of work for very little gain for the Viking offense. It's going to bring up a second down nine. They're going to say he just got up to the 40-yard line. Second down nine, 6:50 to go in the third. Valley going to take his time, bring the play in from the far sideline. For Valley, they continue to have Tomalee Staples in as their quarterback. single running back behind him who will take the handoff, looking outside at the 40, in trouble, trying to change directions. There's nowhere to go. He's going to be wrapped up and dropped. Great pressure by Benedictine, and the tackle made by, I think that's Matt Castion, the 6-foot sophomore linebacker out of the Lake North High School. So Benedictine getting a little pressure on, making a stop. It's going to bring up a third down and 10. They'll say the running back did get back to that original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up a third down and 10 for Valley. They got this possession begun after having taken the ball away. Motion is going to go to the right side. QB back to throw. Looking, steps up, throws late, and he is rocked as he lets go of the football. And it's going to go incomplete. The pressure by Anthony Longren, the Ravens safety, who was coming in on a blitz. He puts Staples on his back. The pass goes incomplete. And again, it is going to be a punting situation for Valley. There and there. Whoop, whoop. That's the wrong pen. Can't find the red ink pen. Here we go. 7-INT, 9-PUNT. Here we go. Snap is back, and there's the kick. Nearly blocked again, but it has gotten away. It's going to be short. Takes another big Valley bounce. Goes inside the Raven 30-yard line and down at the 26. 1st and 10, Ravens. So Benedictine will have the football at his own 26-yard line. 5:27 to go in the third quarter. And again, for the Ravens, we're going to get to see more and more new and different numbers making their way out of the field. Sikarski is going to go wide left for quarterback Mark Harris. Harris with the hard count, no movement, from a wraparound handoff and a straight-ahead run to the 30-yard line by Robbie Sharp. Robbie, out of St. Pius X, 5'8", 170. 52-0 is Benedictine's lead. I'm not sure I did that, if I'm exactly right there or not, so we'll see. I'm not sure. Well, let me get off here. Stop here, and 2nd down, 6. Benedictine at his own 30-yard line. Sun has popped out for the first time today. And Harris again goes with a hard count, and this time we will have a marker hit the turf.
Yeah, we might have an offensive lineman.
Offside.
Even better. It's a wide receiver running down the field a little early. That time, Curtis Holzman out of Platte City. I mean, you'll see the infraction.
He was all excited. Okay, he thought something. He might have been involved in something really fun got ready to happen there. So here comes the Benedictine offense looking out at a 2nd and 11. 52-0, Ravens in front. Snap back. Quarterback turns his back to the line of scrimmage to run the other way. Flares it over into the left flat. And a marker sails way after the play from all the way across the field. It takes an official with really good eyes to see a penalty that comes 50 yards away.
That official throwing a flag would be typically like an ineligible receiver downfield.
Now we're going to get four officials to come together and discuss this little issue. And we'll see how this all shakes out.
Look out on the field. Avery Fuller is getting a little upset over there. He's saying, let's just go. And he emphatically threw that flag, so he obviously knew what he was calling. I'm not sure why we're spending so much time checking what it is in a 52-point game.
Yeah, see, doesn't that become part of it, really? At some point, you just kind of try to get this thing across the finish line. 4:29 to play in the third quarter. And it is 52-0, Benedictine. They're really the question in the game. Not if the Ravens are going to score 60, they will. Not if they're going to win, because they're going to. But will the goose egg come off the board? That's the question we've got right now.
Well, the official started across and reached for his microphone like he was ready to make the call, and still seems confused.
Well, he's sorting this out. We're glad you're here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Benedictine College football here in the 25 season. And they are still having a really, really difficult time out here on the field. I don't know if it's a communication error or if it's an interpretation of the rules difference, but the referee's just having no part of what they're telling you, okay?
He just keeps chasing the official down the ass.
The umpire keeps wanting to tell him what he's seeing, and the referee is just like, but no part of it. Now the referee's throwing his hands in the air and going, fine, call what you want. I don't even care.
There are multiple fouls on the play. An eligible receiver downfield, number 83 of the offense. After the play, unforced right conduct, sideline interference, defensive coordinator of Missouri Valley. Both penalties will be enforced. Automatic first down.
Okay, see, that's the problem is both penalties to be enforced, which means the penalty against Benedictson happened during the play, which was ineligible receiver downfield, which also tells me that somebody messed up because 83 is your tight end. It meant you covered up your tight end. Then, after the play is dead, you put the 15-yard penalty on. So back it up 10, move it forward 15, and when it's all said and done, it's first and 10 for Benedictson.
Do you remember, and I doubt you do, in the olden days, if there were really two 10-yard penalties?
Oh, you walked back, and then you walked forward.
Yep.
Yeah, that always drove me nuts. I said,
spot it
can't
down.
Do math and just say 5 yards difference?
Yeah. Then the term offsetting came into vogue, and we quit doing all of that. Here's your first down call and a straight-ahead run for the Ravens. Robbie could have picked up 5, 6, maybe 7 yards getting across the 40-yard line near the 42.
Robbie's had a good last 3 weeks, right? He's gotten a lot of carries last week, had 27 yards, up to 217 yards, or excuse me, last week he had 5 for 36. Last year he had 27 yards against Missouri Valley, but 4 rushing touchdowns so far this season. For Robbie Sharp, the junior, out of St. Pius.
Yeah, with that carry, 7 for 44 today. How about this? Witherspoon's got 44, Robbie's got 44, Xavier's got 84. Raymond's putting up some yards today. Here's a straight-ahead run, and it's going to be a Benedictson first down. And there is no magic in that play. Nothing special, nothing fancy. That is just the old line them up and runner straight-ahead play, and Robbie did a nice job with it.
Do you get bored as an offensive coordinator, like, in these kind of games? Because you throw out all the fun stuff, and it's just,
well,
that's just
here's the thing. You just cannot run any of the fun stuff because people have, you know, they'll go, you're just running it up. You can't do that. That's not nice. You know, it's not professional to just keep scoring on these teams. Here's a pass, and there's the interference. It was not called. The receiver had turned around to come back, got grabbed by the shoulder pads and pulled backward. And Dave Wilburn is like going, wait a minute. I was impeded, man.
And Mark is saying, hey, that's not helping my average by not calling that penalty.
No. Mark was looking for a big catch right there. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 10. Ravens. Again, they'll swing it over to the right side for the receivers and a 2nd down call. The feed into the middle, and there's not much room there. And somehow, because Derek Overstreet's able to pick up about 3 or 4 yards out of what looked like it was really going to be nothing.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to be hit for maybe even a loss on the play, but dives forward, able to knife his way up, pick up a couple, set his team up with a 3rd and 8.
Ravens just short of the 50-yard line, 2.5 minutes of play in the third quarter. The final determination of this game was decided a couple of hours ago. I mean, Ravens with a 52-0 lead. It's not like everyone here does not know what is ultimately going to happen. Question is just what's the final going to be? Now the quarterback is back, rolls left, throws left, and it goes right through the hands of his intended receiver out there. And again, that's Zoe. He's been out there for a little while, and because I thought he had a shot at pulling that one in. I really did.
Now, the official stopping play again. Not really sure what they're doing. 2:10. So put 8 more seconds. The play clock has been an issue in the second half, right? Sometimes it runs, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it runs when it's not supposed to, and well, sometimes we're just off by 8 seconds. So,
did the Canes hold on to win? I was busy.
They didn't
doing stuff. They did not. They were up by 3 real late when I was looking last.
So they went to overtime and lost by 6.
Goodness. Here's a 4th down and 8, and the Ravens first punt of the day. The snap's a little high, but it's hauled in. The kick is really high, not very deep. The catch called for and made right on the 20-yard line. So Scotty Robertson, with that punt, just on the last possession, Scotty kicked the PAT and kicked off. He did a pretty doggone good job doing both of them. And that punt there probably didn't get quite the distance that he was hoping for it to have gotten. And for Valley, first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. If you're the Vikings, all right, there, you have one goal today, and that's to get a point, right? I mean, you just want to score. That's all. And here we go, first and 10. Valley back to throw, looking right, throwing right, coming out of the backfield. It's going to be caught. Picking up about 5 yards and bumped out of bounds around the 25-yard line. On the far side is going to be Silas Morton.
Xavier Woods makes the stop right there for Benedictine. He's a redshirt freshman out of Olathe North.
So up at the 25, we're down to a minute 40. And running along here toward the end of the third quarter in Atchison. The sun had come out for a moment, and now the overcast kind of filters back in.
After this play, we'll update you with everything going on around the conference. Yeah, let's just wait till the end of the quarter.
Okay, we can do that. Motion left on a second down, four call. We'll pass right side. They cut across the green, pick up a first down. You'd be on the 30, and the tackle's going to be made very near the 35-yard line by Blake Dapkus. Blake, he can play anywhere on that defensive side. He can play in a secondary. He can play up on the line. He can play in your backfield. He'll go anywhere you want him to go.
Right now they've got him split out as just a corner out on an island. But, yeah, you can walk him up and play him off an edge because he does a really good job of, you know, bending a corner. And you probably even play him as an outside linebacker or a nickel corner if you need it.
Ravens have Trey Williams out there as a corner on the left side. Quarterback's back, pass over the left side. Going to be caught at the 40, spinning to the 45. Break a tackle to the 50. In the Raven territory, Bryce Jackson to the Benedictine 48. That was a really nice run. Josh Boone is going to make the tackle. Sophomore to St. James Academy, but it's going to be a first down, and that could have easily been, I think, the best play of the day by Valley.
Yeah, and Valley's going to try to get back up over the football and use that momentum. They do not have to snap it, but they will.
QB's back. Home run pass downfield, and not even close. The official throws his hat down to mark an out-of-bounds play. Dapkus covering downfield.
That time Dapkus did a great job of using his body and using the sideline to his advantage. He kept bodying the receiver over, and forced him out of bounds. When doing so, if he comes back in to make the catch, it's going to be an incomplete pass.
We saw that exact play in a high school game last night where the guy in the secondary just kept riding him and riding him and literally pushed him completely out of bounds without pushing him.
Yeah, if you use your body, you can guide him there.
Second down 10 at the Raven 48-yard line. Some of the best field position of the day for Missouri Valley. Little misdirection, handoff to the left side. Getting down around the 45, staying in bounds. And the tackle by Blake Dapkus as we come to the end of the third quarter. Timeout on the field, three quarters in the books in Atchison, Kansas. Again, all Ravens today. Benedictine 52, Missouri Valley nothing.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Well, the soothing sounds of the cowbell greet us as we return to Wilcox Stadium on the Benedictine College campus. We're going to the fourth quarter in this afternoon's college football game on Care Radio. The Ravens in front, 52-8, and Gus Benedictine on the verge of going to 8-1 on the season with two regular season games remaining.
It's a good place to be.
It's been a fantastic season for this BC team. Their only loss coming to the defending national champions at their place, a three-point loss in a game that you miss a field goal. So you just do the math right there. That's how good they've been this year.
Games around the conference today, William Penn knocked off Peru State 42-21. Culver Stockton leading Central Methodist 53-36 with 5 minutes to go. Grandview leads Graceland 21-3, start of the fourth quarter there.
Baker up 25 on Missouri Baptist going to the fourth quarter there. And with 8 minutes left in the third quarter, St. Ambrose 31, Clark 13.
Here's Valley with a pass over the middle, and the Ravens secondary doing more bumping and less tackling, and it's going to be advanced all the way inside the 20-yard line. See where he spots it down to 18, first and 10 Valley, and now they're racing up over to football. Valley with a little spark, a little momentum, something they have not had at all today. Handoff running back. He'll sweep to the right side. Hit from behind and drug down for no gain.
What a job right there by the Ravens. And just coming through untouched, making that tackle is...
That's that,
what's that?
Is that Sam?
27, right? Caleb Taylor?
Okay, because I see out in the middle, and I thought maybe number 38 who's out there. Sam Torline was in on that south also, but Ravens with a good tackle on that play. It's a second down 9. At the Raven 18-yard line. Can Benedict and keep him out of the end zone? Would Valley go for a field goal just to take the zero off? QB back. Steps up in the pocket. Now running for his life. Rolling outside. There's a big hold. No penalty. The throw into the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Valley! Missouri Valley gets into the end zone on the long pass.
Coach Osborne is not thrilled about that hold not being called.
Oh, no.
Nor is your defensive coordinator, Coach Strong, and he is on one right now and probably should be.
Yeah,
that time, it was, they had a hold of Christian McAfee, and they still go pull him to the ground.
A lot of times it's hard for me to seize those plays when I'm watching a ball, but that one was so apparent, even I saw the holding and pulling him down from behind. Here comes the point after. You know, that might just cause you to stuff another touchdown or two on, right? Here's a PAT. It's up. It's good. We're taking a break. We got a timeout of the field here in Atchison at 13:46 to go in this afternoon's college football game. Ravens 52, Vikings 7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Well, the Ravens are going to bring their kick return unit with Josh Boone and Derek Overstreet, right? Is that
yep,
what that is?
Yeah.
They're going to be back at the 5-yard line. Have we ever seen that pair out there?
No. Can I tell you, I'm sure they have a shot. They're returning this ball.
Yeah. And there's no fair catching or no dodging this one. Here's a kick of the way. It's going to be Boone fielding it at the 2. Up the right side, 10. Hit at the 15. Grabbing the helmet at the 20. Drags the defender to the 25-yard line. First and 10, Benedictine from its own 25. That drive, by the way, for Valley, 8 plays, 80 yards, 317. Poulier with the catch on the throw from Staples.
Talking about Sam Torline a second ago.
Yeah, sure did.
Makes me interested.
Okay.
I wonder how his alma mater did last night. Oh, wow.
How the old Lancers did?
No, DeSoto.
Oh, that's right. His dad's with the Lancers. Highland Park and DeSoto. Is that DeSoto winning that?
Yeah, DeSoto. Woo. Hammered Highland Park last night.
Yikes.
49-6. So a big upset there as DeSoto was the lower seed. They'll move on to play Baser Linwood next Friday.
Sometimes the lower seeds win in these postseason games. It just is what happens. So Benedictine coming out over the football, and it will be quarterback Harris. Mark, the 6-foot red shirt sophomore.
A whole lot of movement going on and motioning across formations.
Second down, 10 call. Little wraparound handoff, gets to the lane, gets up to the 30-yard line. Ravens carrying a football with, who is that, Luke McCormick carrying the ball?
26, yep, Luke McCormick. Freshman out of Branson,
yeah,
and did really well last week for the Ravens.
I know that you always like a trip to Walnut Shade, Missouri. Does that not sound just like peaceful and serene.
Doesn't it?
Walnut sound? Shade. That's nice. I kind of like that. Third down and five. I never go to Branson, but if I did, I would go to Walnut Shade just to say I'd been there. Third down, five is your call. Motion is going to shift over to the right side for Benedictine. Quarterback is back to throw. Harris looking with time. Over the middle is going to be caught. An immediate tackle going to be stopped short of the first down. Chase Sikarski with the catch. And that was a very fine defensive play by Octavius.
Yep, Octavius Griffin, the big 6'2". We talked about him earlier on in the ballgame. 6'2", 191-pound senior cornerback. Really nice size. And the Ravens, they're going to send Scotty Robertson out to cut one loose. Fourth and one, I would have let the offense.
That's what I was thinking, too. But we'll see. Scotty has had one punt today, right?
Yes.
And he's standing right on his own 20-yard line. The return man for the Vikings at his own 25. Snap back is all right. Kick is away. It's really all right. Return man fair catch called and makes it the 22. That was a rather splendid kick. Blake Dapkus with the kick coverage downfield. That was a 57-yard punt. That's pretty good.
Take that almost this.
So the Vikings, now they're asking themselves, can we score on back-to-back possessions?
I prefer no punts, but if you're going to punt one, make it 57 yards.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Vikings taking a lot of time coming out from the far sideline. And let's be honest, if you're Valley head coach LaQuinton Black in his first season, and you've been just having it handed to you all year, what you got to do if you're Valley? Say, hey, guys, that was a really good last possession. Do that again, okay? Let's build something. And now you've got the first block down with a touchdown play on the last possession. Quarterback going to roll to the left. Staples looking, being chased, and throws late. Has his man. Did he catch it in the field of play, or is he out of bounds?
Not even close.
Yeah.
Like how the official catch, and it was out. It, like, I don't even think he got one toe near the line. He was midpoint of the white line on the side. So, it's an incomplete pass. It'll bring up now 8 second and 10. The only problem is it does stop the clock with 11:17 left.
So, Jesse Johnson got to come out of the ball game. He'll get a little bit of a breather. Second down 10.
If you're Valley, you're looking at that you're winning the second half.
Staples will flare one to his running back out of the backfield, and Josh Boone, a strong safety, slides up, makes the tackle after a gain of 3. What you got over here? I'm missing it.
Going down the steps, and now onto the track.
Oh, all right. Here we go. Well, sometimes you need a minute, okay? It's just how it is. Oh, yeah. It's better than the shrubbery on the far side is all I can tell you. Third down 7. Here comes the Valley offense. They're going left to right here in the fourth quarter. They'll motion a man over to the left side. It's going to be Zion Royal. Quarterback's back, doing it for all he's worth. He's got a man downfield, and it's intercepted. Picked off by the Ravens at the 40. Up to the 50. Left side 40. Down the sideline it goes to the 30-20. Cutting back in the middle of the 50. What a move at the 10. In the side at the 5-yard line is Anthony Lorgren. Because he looked like a Heisman Trophy runner.
That time, give a lot of credit.
Whoa, penalties are flying all over late now.
There was one right at the block around the 12-yard line. Give a lot of credit to Talon Brown, number 90. Okay, so we're going to get a block in the back against the Ravens. Pretty deep down there. It should be somewhere around the 25 when it's all said and done. But give a lot of credit to Talon Brown, the 6'4", 240-pound redshirt freshman out of Overland Park by way of Louisiana Monroe. He had huge pressure on the quarterback. Hit Tamale Staples as he let go of that football, kind of turned that pass into a duck. And that time, Longren with his first interception of the season. And for the Ravens, that's going to be their first of the afternoon.
Here comes the Benedictine offense. Ravens pitch out to the right side, looking for the corner, getting to the 20, and drugged down from behind.
That time, Luke McCormick running the ball over there to the right side. A nice little, let's give him 6 on the play. It's going to bring up now a 2nd and 4 for the Ravens with 10 minutes to play. Benedictine up
52-7.
Here's a guy that the Ravens have been playing a little bit today, Gus. Just trying to, I think they're giving him every opportunity, and that is Zoe Olade, the 6'4", 215-pound redshirt freshman tight end out of North Hills, California. He's a big guy out there, and they obviously have a lot of faith in him. Here's a handoff, running back, hit in the middle, spinning away, 15-10, into the end zone, count it, touchdown Ravens. It is Luke McCormick. He hit the line, spun counterclockwise, 360 degrees around the 11-yard line. The defense just kind of went inside on him, and he sprinted around the perimeter and goes in untouched.
What a job right there by Luke McCormick, the true freshman. He hit the stack, and you called it perfectly. He just spins off and out the backside, no linebackers there, and able to walk into the end zone at the 9:39 mark.
And again, the Ravens are going to have Scotty with the PAT, and he drills it. Time out of the field with 9:39 to go in the football game. It's now Benedictine 59, Missouri Valley 7.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Wilcox Stadium. A little breeze coming out of the north. Just making a nice little November chill to the air. Happy All Saints Day to everyone. And the kick is away. Not very deep. It's really high. Taken by an up man. And he's going to take it at the 27-yard line. With 9 minutes and 36 seconds to go in the ballgame, it's a first and 10 for Missouri Valley. And Vikings huddled up around their head coach and old coordinator across the way over there. And they're just, I think, LaQuentin Black and Jack Goulet, G-O-U-L-E-T, Goulet, their first-year offensive coordinator. They're just trying to get the guys to take a deep breath and, you know, try to have some good things happen. They're going to go with a jet sweep that gets juggled a little bit, and the runner will turn it up and get 2 yards. And that was just him trying really hard. Anthony Longren with the tackle on Jesse Johnson. Jesse never really had a handle on that thing. He was running 4 or 5 yards, still kind of juggling the ball a little bit. Able to finally get a control down, second down each.
Talk about the offensive coordinator for Missouri Valley. When you see his name, you can't tell me you don't think of Saturday Night Live and Will Ferrell.
You think?
Look it up later, you'll laugh.
Okay.
You'll thank me for it.
I'm going to do that. Quarterback keeper. Quarterback draw. Quarterback gets three, and the ball pops out. Ravens say they've gotten it. The official's running up over it, and they're going to unstack it. And what are we going to have? Still waiting for a call. A line judge comes up, and what are we going to get? I think they're going to give it back to Valley.
Well, coming out of this stack was Christian McAfee with the ball, and I don't know how you can say it wasn't.
Yeah, okay, because that thing was punched out by Cooper Hike, the 6'1" junior out of Seneca, Nemaha Central.
So there you have it. Benedictine's offense coming back on the field with a 59-7 lead and 8 minutes and 50 to go in the ball game. First and 10. Ravens have had a couple of short fields here in the last couple of possessions after giving up some points, and now we're going to have a timeout taken. Yeah, let's do it. We're going to take a timeout on the field. The media break coming with 8:52 to play in the game. It is Ravens 59, Vikings 7.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong.
Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Is the officials out on the field huddling around a ball. It's cool enough. They're not even having a hydration break out there. Oh, Lady Ravens, you know, in yesterday's game, Benedictine found themselves, the Lady Ravens, down double digits in the opening quarter before coming back and taking a lead late and then going into overtime to win it.
Right now, the Lady Ravens leading Tabor 20-9. If you read it backwards, 9-20. So, with 8:52 left here in the first half. Oh, please don't do that to me. In the fourth quarter, Benedictine leads Missouri Valley 59-7. We were talking about a little bit earlier all the games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and again, those things are starting to move towards the end. And we have one game still coming up tonight, and that's Mid-America hosting William Woods. That ball game in Olathe doesn't start till 6 o'clock tonight.
59-7 is the Benedictine lead. Ravens with a 50-plus point advantage. So, right now we're just... I should be more patient. See, maybe that's something that I need to work on as a person, being a little more patient, because they're driving me a little crazy with all the time they're taking out here. This game is just stopped, okay?
No reason to stop this game for anything.
In a 52-point game with, like, 8-something to go, I just let them snap the ball and let's turn the clock on. And
that time, Derek Overstreet runs it into the middle, and going to get about 7. We have a Valley player a little slow to get up. The tackle right there for Missouri Valley by Gavin Ralston. He's a freshman out of, how about this, Augusta, Kansas. Found his way over to Marshall.
You know where the Augusta, Kansas is?
Not exactly.
Here we go. Now the training crews are coming over to the near side.
Augusta is, what, just east of Wichita?
Yeah.
South of Eldo.
Yes.
On Highway 54.
If you're going out of Wichita and taking that 54 across, like you were going to Chanute or something, you would go right by it, I think.
Yep. You're right on it.
So there's that.
James,
we went on a basketball trip one time, played in Wichita. I think we played Newman. And then traveled across, spent the night in Chanute to play the next night at... Pittsburgh State. So, two teams that are now, what, in the MIAA, right? So, those were different times in the 80s. Again, they continue to attend to a Valley player around the 30-yard line.
Lady Ravens today, talked about it, they're right now leading Tabor 22-12. They are... right now being led in scoring by.
Let me guess.
Okay.
Let me guess. 5.
Owen Dieters.
Oh, not a surprise.
She's 2 of 3 from the floor, knocked in a 3. She's got 6 points. Bauman has 5. Addie Kane with 5 points.
Okay.
Hattie Gross with 4, and Riley Bergerman with a pair right now.
See, Bergerman is who I figured lead. She's led them in scoring by a wide margin. 25 in the first game and over 30 in the game yesterday.
How about this for Tabor? We are halfway through the first quarter. They don't have a player with more than one bucket right now.
No, that sounds like some pretty good defense to me. I like it. So the Valley player is on his feet and kind of gingerly making his way off the field toward the far sideline. But kind of give him a little look-see over there.
Very bottom.
Yeah, there he is. All right, here we go. Benedictine huddled up right in the 40-yard line in front of the Raven sideline.
This possession was set up by a fumble by Missouri Valley at the Benedictine 33-yard line. First play from scrimmage, Derek Overstreet picked up 7, and now it's going to bring up a 2nd and 3 with 8:43 left in the contest. Benedictine leading this thing 59-7.
I've got an observation about the Ravens I'm going to make, and going to see whether you concur or have a alternate viewpoint on this. We see a lot of new numbers for the Ravens, or a lot of different numbers. Here's a straight-ahead run, 25, 20, 15, 10-yard line, down to the 5 he goes. And looking at the sky, I'm going to tell you what, for just a minute, Derek thought he was going into the end zone. Overstreet with a really, really strong run. That's the Derek Overstreet we saw a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, and Overstreet's going to say, leave me in and give me the ball one more time. I'll get it.
I need one more look at this. Now, here's my observation while the Ravens are going to shift around. Benedictine, now we are, what, 9 weeks into the year? They're just better every week. I mean, this is what you want to see, good teams get better and better. But, I mean, they were really, really, really good to start the season, and they are even better today.
Can I tell you the one thing that kind of worries me, and we'll talk about it after this play?
Here we go, first and goal, and they will go back to Derek, and he will go into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens! Overstreet says, give me a chance, I'll make you proud, and he does it. And with 7:35 to play in the game, it is now 65-7, Benedictine.
You can kind of look at it through two different lenses, but the Ravens haven't played a full game. They haven't had to in quite some time, right? I mean, you probably go back to September the 6th against Grandview was the last time they played a close game, right? They won 52-29, 48-10, 70-30, 52-21, 52-7. Stop me when you've heard this story. 78-3. Like, they've just been running teams. They haven't had to play a full game, so either they're really fresh or kind of worry about their fatigue in a full game.
And that brings me to another topic, and we're going to discuss this after the timeout. The PAT is good. We're taking a break at 7:35 to go. In the game, Benedictine 66, Vikings 7.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Well, Scotty's back out there to kick it away again for Benedictine. And again, the fair catch is going to be executed at the 14-yard line. Valley's going to take it first and 10 with that play.
Purple Dragon gear. Now
what?
We're talking.
We're talking Hutch out here?
No, Purple Dragons. That's the Blue Dragon.
Oh, it's Blue Dragon.
Purple Dragons of Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's on one of my top 7 mascots in the state of Kansas.
7:35 to go. We're halfway through the fourth quarter, and guess we were talking about the Ravens and how they've been just running over and running away from teams and the fact that the starters are getting not full games in. So the question is, does that help them or hurt them? Does that keep them better rested and more healthy? Or does it, you know, deny them the opportunity to play in hotly contested, closely played games to come right down to the wire that, you know, that kind of keeps you sharp?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great question. I think that, you know, what it really does, in my opinion, this is why this team is so deep. It's because these guys are playing, you know, your backups are playing full varsity halves and not worrying about, like, getting those reps in the practice.
You know what they're doing? Not only are they playing full varsity halves, they're increasing the lead over these other varsity.
Right. And so that's what I'm saying is you're really pushing things forward for, you know, your whole team and in the playoffs or as the season progresses. If you have an injury, that next guy up mentality, that guy's had a lot of time to play and a lot of good quarters already.
Here's a handoff getting around to the outside to the left side for Valley. It's going to pick up a little yardage, not much. Third down and 4 at the 31-yard line, getting about 5 yards on that carry to the outside.
We've got a roster with like 100 different players on it, okay? Maybe a little more.
The one number that we don't show is 57. 57 made the play there. So,
nice.
Shout out to 57 on the tackle, but I would like to give you a little more credit than that.
Good for you, right? Whoever you are. Well done. Quarterback back to throw. Got a little time this time. Now, there's a hold in the backfield. No penalty. Quarterback is going to run for his life. He'll look maybe to pick up the first down and come into the Benedictine sideline right at the first down marker. Didn't he achieve the 35?
Did not.
He did not. No, they said he were at 33.
He's at 33, and he was being chased down again by Benedictine's number 57 out there.
So, for Valley, and again, here we go, Gus, with something that we have disagreed with pretty much for the last half of a game, and
yeah,
that's punting now.
I don't mind this one. When Benedictine's popped off the last two touchdowns, you can't give him another short field.
And I'm surprised that the Ravens have Lagafuliana back for the returns. It'd be time to maybe let that guy maybe to return one.
Every punt this season has been Joseph.
Yep. Snap is back. The boot is away. And that's another really nice kick.
Got room to return it?
No. Oh. No, he does not. He will call for the fair catch, which is something that you're not surprised by. It'll be Ravens first and 10 at their own 21. We're at 5.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Benedictine in front, 66-7. Okay, let's say that I'm these teams around the conference, and I'm looking at Benedictine. Are you feeling better about getting beat up by him because everybody's getting beaten up? Is there misery loves company?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Benedictine has just drilled most of these teams this season.
If you're Grandview, are you glad you played them in week two?
No.
Okay. Here's a Ravens and a run to the left side that is good for 9.5 yards. An explosive little run into the left side for BC, and they continue to move the ball forward.
And
that's Luke McCormick.
The only reason I say that is Grandview's just a defending national champion, and you're always going to have that mentality of Grandview, I think, would tell you that if you replace my last three games with Kaiser, Benedictine and friends, bring it on. You know, I mean, I just think that that's their mentality right now. I mean, you could probably throw Drake at them right now and they would feel comfortable. So I just think that's one of those things that you're not shaking that team.
Nice little cross block by the wingman on the left side and trap block. Gains about 5-6 yards. The Ravens go across to 35 to the 37.
Oh, it wasn't Abram. 43 out there was your blocker.
Yeah.
Not Abram.
I'm telling you what, that was a great block, but no, it was not Abram Phillips.
You know who
Abram is not that tall.
You know who I thought it was Carson, because Carson Hintz has been playing that position a lot in the later portions of the game, but like I said, not really sure.
If I were to guess,
I'm going to tell you that Carson's wearing 43. And I'm
Jim, text us. Let us know if he's wearing 48 today. 43 today. Update us on that number. Second down, 4. Here's a handoff running back, dances his way up by the 40-yard line, and he's right at the first down marker, Derek Overstreet. Gus Point says, yeah, he's got it. The official looks across the field and says, you're right. Move the sticks, first down.
At this point, keep the clock rolling. 3:49 left in the ballgame. Now, Joseph, quick heads up, in about a minute 44, we're going to take the 2-minute break. So we're rapidly approaching that, and I'm hoping that's the only break from here on out.
Now, while we're rambling on about things involving Benedictine football, I talked about it a little bit last night at the AHS playoff game, and we're going to talk about it here after this play. First and 10, Ravens from their own 41. And here's a handoff. The running back is going to be hit in the backfield, and Overstreet is going to lose a couple of yards. Here's the thing. All of the things we've been talking about, Ravens playing better and better, Ravens with massive wins over their opponents, Benedictine getting to play, you know, the starters playing a half, getting to play everybody in the second half. Grandma, Grandpa come to the game, and they know that little Junior's going to get out there because everybody's playing. This team is really playing good football, and my point is, and we've been talking about it all season long, you got to come see this team. You got to be a part of this program. You got to be a part of this Ravens season, because this is going to be one of those years, much like 2018, maybe even better, that you're going to look back at and say, man, I remember that year, and you're going to be telling your grandkids, I remember back in 25
when this fantastic team for Benedictine came out of the field, and there was, and you'll just be going down the list of the players because you'll be remembering some names that are going to be rewriting the record books.
These are guys in 20 years we'll be talking about, right?
Absolutely. Here's a straight ahead run on a second down. Going to gain a few, make it a third and long. With 2:22 to go, and this is going to take us all the way down to the 2-minute warning. We're going to take a break right here, Joseph. Timeout on the field with 2 minutes to play in the game. Ravens 66, Vikings 7.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Ravens in front by 59. And guess next week we're going to be on the road. And we were talking about, you want to go watch Benedictine? Sometimes you'd like to see a little scenery. You'd like to see maybe a different environment. Here is an opportunity for you to go, just a big hour from here. Yeah, you got that too? Oh.
No, I'm just asking because I was going to text that
one. Yeah, for sure. So you could go an hour or so, good highways, down to Baldwin City, watch Benedictine with one of their longtime great rivals, and get the chance to see this club. So maybe you want to think about coming down to Baldwin City and watching Benedictine next Saturday. We're looking forward to being there with you for that game. Here's a handoff, running back, skirts the outside. Oh, the edge got sealed. Nice block. He gets to the 50 and going to be within inches of a first down. Here's where you leave the offense out there, right?
That time the Ravens did it. Yes, the answer is yes. The Ravens did a great job of sealing off that edge over there as you had Avery Fuller and the other guy that got is Christopher Linden out of Park Hill.
Exactly right. Those two guys did a fantastic job. Get to the outside over there. So for Benedictine at the 50-yard line. Nose right up to the midfield stripe. It's fourth down and one with a minute 20 to go. You pick up a first down. You take a knee. You go to the locker, right? Quarterback Harris will take his time. Call the signals. Hands off. Running back. There it is. And more. Keeps driving. 45, 40, 39, 38-yard line. That was a really strong run for Benedictine by Luke McCormick, and that is going to seal it for the Ravens here this afternoon. That's going to be the final score. Benedictine wins it today in front of a huge crowd on Appreciation Day, Atchison Area Appreciation Day, the final score. Ravens 66, Missouri Valley 7, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Half of Benedictine football on Hot Country 93.7. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane postgame show.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, Gift Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic.
Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday night, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Change from what is the traditional post-game experience. Benedictine, as they always do, out in the middle of the field around head coach Osborne and his staff and the players and some of their families are coming out there to get his media post-game thoughts and comments and so forth. But Missouri Valley, unlike most teams, they didn't talk out of the field. They couldn't get to the locker room quick enough. They go, they're skittered off and they're halfway to the bus right now.
We can talk on the way home.
Yes. You know? We could visit when we get back, you know, to a Puckett Field, or no, when we get back to
Volney Ashford
Gymnasium. But anyway, here's the deal. Ravens were good today. Again. I mean, we keep saying it and I don't get tired of saying it.
Yeah. I mean, here's the deal. You're going to look at the numbers and say, you know, they scored 66. No. He scored 49 points and a half. They finished the game with 506 yards, had, what, almost 400 at the half.
Starters didn't play in the second half again like last week?
Yeah, so, I mean, it was one of those things where you pull back a little bit and still had a great afternoon. This afternoon, the other thing I like, we only saw 6 total penalties between both teams. 3 for Benedictine for 28 yards, 3 for Valley for 14, which 3 for Valley, like, there was a time where 3 was on the first 3 plays.
Yeah.
You know, but you take a look at the plays for Benedictine, 57 plays for 506 yards. You say, that's a lot of yards. Well, that's 7.9 yards a play. I'm going to tell you, you're going to win a lot of games playing that kind of football. Only one interception on the afternoon. That was from Harris. As Jackson Dooley finished the half, 12 of 17, 226 yards, 4 touchdown passes today. You gorgeous. 7 for 84 today. JoJo, 4 catches, 77 and a touchdown. Tanner Zimmerman with 3 catches, 67 yards and a touchdown. Titan Osborne, 2 catches, 49 yards, 2 touchdowns. So every time he touches the ball, he scores. So for Benedictine, it was just a good all-around day. You also got a Isaac Lopez block punt that turned into a Blake Dapkus touchdown. The special teams have done it 2 weeks in a row, and I'm telling you, right now, the Ravens hitting on all 3 facets of the game, and this is about how you want to see this team playing going into the final 2 regular season games.
And with that in mind, we're going to be with you next Saturday from Liston Stadium, down in Baldwin City, Kansas. That's Benedictine. We'll be at Baker. Join us for the pregame at about 12:30. It is a 1 o'clock kickoff from Baldwin City, the Ravens at Baker. Come on down, take in the game. Certainly, we encourage you to listen to it here on 93.7 or pick us up on the MSC Sports app or carefm.com, any of those places for the free live stream. Thanks for having joined us here this afternoon. Until we greet you next time, for Joseph, he's producing and engineering back at the K Radio Sports Studios, doing a great job as always. Joseph, thanks so much. From Wilcox Stadium, the final score, Benedictine 66, Missouri Valley 7. For Gus Counts, Tom Counts, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to today's coverage of Benedictine College football here on Hot Country 93.7. Today's broadcast has been brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown local Napa store. This broadcast has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.